62-16 a year ago. Then Westrand fell in the state quarterfinal to Monroe City, Scott.
Yeah, I was going to say, and this is going to be a very big test for the Westrand Hornets. And albeit they're already in a spot where they're likely going to be the number two seed, with Scotland County going to be taking on, I believe, Harrisburg tonight, and then they're going to be having a game against Louisiana. Assuming that they hold serve, they're likely going to be the number one seed. So if you're Westrand, you want to try and get a good test and see if you can beat a ranked state team on the road, because that will give you a lot of confidence going into that district specifically. And it might even, if the seeds hold, you get to the district championship, you'll know what an atmosphere is like on the road in a big-time atmosphere. This is going to be a big game from that side. Meanwhile, Marceline they're the number two seed right now in their district. And you got six teams that are at least 5-2 or better, Eric, and this, you can't just take this game for granted as well. There's a lot on the line tonight.
He is Scott Lunte. I'm Eric Duke. Is Westrand to kick off left to right, and it's Road Whites with green numbers and a green W on the white helmet. Number two in the state, Marceline Home Blacks, gold numbers, gold pants, and black helmets. And the Tigers receive the opening kick at the 15. Stallo 20. Stiff arm 25. Bumped out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Stallo bring the ball out. The Marceline Tigers 6-1, tied with Westrand and Fayette atop the conference. Chase Billups, 3,250 career passing yards. He holds pretty much every record in the book. Ben Miller, an all-state defensive lineman for Westrand, lines up on the near side. Billups under the center. Play fake. Rolls right. Has a man complete. Far side, McCausland jabs to the 40-yard line. Dives 41. Right near the line to gain as McCausland. No signal yet on the play. Steve Farnsworth, the referee tonight. It is second down and inches for the Tigers, who average 35.6 points per game. Stallo under the center again. Snap. Give up the middle. First down and more. Kane bullies for 4 yards.
It's just a good draw up the middle there for Marceline, Eric. You want to try and get a little bit of rhythm on both sides. I think a guy like you mentioned, Kane, but Bruner as well, both of those are going to be very important players tonight, I think, for Marceline, especially on Kane. He's had a little bit of struggles as of late with the back injury. He needs to get going if Marceline wants to have a chance in this tonight.
A minute played, scoreless. Snap. Handoff to the near side. Bruner slips, loses a couple of yards. Again, the field is wet. We were walking around pregame, Scott, and Aaron O'Loughlin mentioned it's a tough one to play on tonight as Mason Unteat with the tackle for loss.
Yeah, you mentioned about the field. I mentioned at the top, it's kind of like going on cookie dough. So imagine kind of running and then trying to cut with those cleats. It's not going to be easy, especially if you're going to do those hard cuts. That's why I think this is going to be a pretty pass-heavy game tonight.
Second and 13, Marceline at its 44. Phillips, short drop. Rifles near side, high, incomplete. Kobe Kuntz in the coverage on the pass intended for Clayton Stallo on the near sideline. 10:22 to play first quarter. Scoreless game. Top five teams in the state. They met twice last year. Marceline won 25-22 at Westrand, then dropped the district championship 42-16. That was the first loss of the season for Marceline. Both teams return their quarterbacks, all conference players. Phillips out of the gun on 3rd and 13. Snap, short drop. Karaoke's in the pocket, steps up, heaves far side, incomplete. Three receivers and three defenders nearby on that one. Desmond Harrison, the intended target.
That's some good soft zone there from Westrand. And they have the tendency of, like, trying to change things up. And that's what makes this defense so confusing, is they will line up people in the front that they're not used to. Like, Young and Krogh will kind of rotate on the front and back side. This time they stand in a little bit of a zone. Billups had to forced throw, and it was just a little bit overthrown.
And special teams could play a big one in this game. Marceline, a first-team all-conference punter and kicker. Here, though, a high snap over the head of McCausland. He steps back, retrieves, and still bombs one away. It bounces past midfield and wet field and all, rolls to the 33. What a job by Alex McCausland.
You mentioned, I was going to say, right on cue, you mentioned about special teams, a little bit of a high snap there from McCausland, but he's got good composure regardless of the situation. I remember doing the Fayette game in week number four. There was a catch where it kind of, like, he wasn't expecting it, and he kind of comes up, but he's got that good demeanor, which is really nice to see, especially if he could do it on the leg. That's pretty special from the Class 1 level. Now we'll see Westrand's offense for the first time. Still flip the field.
Alex Young, the first-team all-conference quarterback. 10:02 to play, first quarter, scoreless game. Both teams 6-1. Young out of the gun, Dale to his right. High snap. Hand off up the middle as Dale navigates middle and is denied right at the line. Colton Jenkins on the stop.
And that's going to be a guy that Westrand is really going to try and rely on after that one-yard loss. It's going to be Colby Dale. His thing is he is good, Eric, at getting the big play. He's not going to have your 5-6-yard prototype run every single time. But if he gets some space, he's going to attack it, and that's where he's the most elusive.
He comes off a career-high 14 carries for 188 yards and 2 touchdowns. Trips to the near side. Shotgun snap. Quick pass near side. Intercepted. Marceline football. Alex McCausland jumped the screen pass to Kobe Kuntz and gets the pick. His fourth of the season.
He is we mentioned about McCausland doing it on the special teams. He also did it last week against Salisbury with the 2 defensive touchdowns, where were actually the first 2 of the season for Marceline, as a matter of fact. Just good instincts there. Westrand loves to run that wide receiver screen with Kobe Kuntz, and Marceline was just all over on the man-to-man, and McCausland just cut it off and got the pick.
Back-to-back weeks with an interception. So Marceline at the 26 of Westrand. Hand up to the right side. Stallo bangs to a hole, but leaps to the 22-yard line. Lost his footing a bit there as well. Alex Young, just off his interception pass, makes the tackle. He nears 300 career tackles at that outside linebacker position. 3 minutes played, scoreless game. 2nd and 7, Marceline. A spot on that play, the Westrand 23. Phillips under the center, football at the far hash. Snap. Handoff up the middle. Kane trips his way for a couple of yards. So 3rd down and medium for Marceline. We identified it before the play, Scott. Trips to the near side. They tried to put out a couple of blockers. McCausland just stepped in front and had a diving interception.
I was going to say, kind of fortunate that he kind of had to dive for that, because if he catches that in stride, I don't think anyone from the Hornets were going to catch him. That would have been a big statement. That's also something to keep in mind. I think whoever can get that big play first is going to have a big advantage.
Shotgun snap. Screen pass middle. Stallo bounces outside. 1st down and more on the far side. Dives out near the 18-yard line. Noah Griggs, the last man to greet Stallo. They've yet to move the chains. He may have been spotted a bit back there, 4th and inches. Kind of rolling on that far side. Again, a really slick field tonight.
I think you go quarterback draw with Phillips right here, try and get the first.
4th and inches, snap. Phillips does lunge forward and has the 1st down.
And that's the right play call there, because you're about 4th and half a yard. You're lined up under center in the I formation. We're going to see Marceline do a little bit of I form as well in this game. In that kind of situation, I'm looking to just rely on my offensive line, get a good push, and then trust my quarterback and get a 1/2 yard. Well done there.
7.5 to play, first quarter, scoreless game. 1st and 10, Marceline at the Westrand 15. Snap, inside handoff, Stallo sprints middle, 5, dives near the goal line, but stopped just shy.
Brought down by Young for the Hornets.
Young with another tackle for Westrand.
So draw up the middle there. Good blocking there from Jenkins and Banks, left guard and center. Open up that hole, and a better tackle by Young.
Phillips out of the gun. Stallo to his left. The combined 10 touchdowns the last 3 games. A lot of movement. Westrand appeared to jump first.
I think that's a fair assessment. That's a good. That was a hard count by Phillips, and he just. I don't think I've ever seen the whole defensive line jump in that aspect and then fall back and get caught.
And it's a veteran group up front. So first and goal, Marceline at the West Strand 3. More than 5 minutes played, 0-0. 20 seconds on the play clock.
I think that's got to be a little embarrassing if you're West Strand, don't you say?
Phillips is a veteran on the other side. Phillips out of the gun. Kane to his left. Snap. Phillips runs to the right side off a fake. No, it's loose in the backfield. And that play got blown up there. A bit of a miscommunication. It looked like maybe a jet sweeper.
They were trying to go with a double handoff from Brunner to Stallo, and it was going to work, but they just, when Brunner and Stallo went on the handoff, they mishandled the exchange and ended up being in a loss. That was a great play design, nevertheless.
So now it's second and goal back at the 9. Middle of the first quarter, 0-0. Phillips out of the gun, rolls to the near side, pumps, now spirals and intercepted. West Strand football, Kobe Koontz on the pick after he's the intended target on an interception, now returns the favor, and it is West Strand football on a touchback to the 20-yard line. Middle of the first quarter, scoreless game.
I think it looked like there was a little bit of miscommunication, maybe. It looked like they were trying to find something for Brunner, and I think he was hoping that our Phillips was hoping he would run the quick slant to the inside, but instead he cut to the outside, and Koontz was like just right there, and I don't know if I throw that on Phillips. That's a tough one.
So two interceptions and three possessions to start this game from all conference quarterbacks. West Strand football left to right at its 20. Scoreless game, middle of the first. Shotgun snap, handoff, left side, Dale navigates middle, gets to the 25 and scores 27. Desmond Harrison with the tackle in the secondary.
Good to see Dale getting going here early for the Hornets. And I mentioned he's going to have to be patient with his runs because this Marceline defense is really speedy at closing in. He's going to have to use some vision and stay strong.
Second down in inches, in fact, on the extension. Twins to both sides. Young out of the gun. Motion up to right. Snap. Hand off up the middle. Dale on the delay. Give 35. Powers to the 37 for a first down. An 8-yard gain for Colby Dale.
A solid run there through the offensive line, and something that West Strand's going to have to keep going. Dale, once again, same patient, attacking the hole as soon as he does, and he's getting his yardages a small chunk of the time. It's very encouraging to see if you're the Hornets.
5:05 to play first quarter. Score this game, first and 10. West Strand at its 38-yard line, left to right. Number 2 in the state, 6-1. Shotgun snap, QB power, left side, Young probes, 45, dives to the 47. First run of the game for Alex Young. Clayton Stallo, the first team all-conference safety who intercepted Young a year ago, on the tackle.
West Strand doing a good job here, Eric, and on this drive, trying to establish a run. And I like this approach from Tyler Tanner, the offensive coordinator. See if you can approach that. It looked like probably that screen that led to the pick from McCausland was a little early. Establish your run first, then go pass.
Young out of the gun. Dale to his right. Young, 3,200 career rushing yards. Goes again, this time right side. Now jukes middle. Bottled up right at the line of scrimmage. Colby Sims among the tacklers. He's got 60 stops on the year.
No gain, 31.
Marceline fresh off its first shutout after 6 shutouts a year ago. The number 5 team in the state is 6-1. Lost to West Strand in the district championship on this field a year ago. Big district implications in this one tonight. Marceline number 2 in its district. West Strand the same. 3rd-1 Hornets. 3:40 first quarter, 0-0. Snap, Young, right side, shoulders for a first down just by the nose of the football. And just shy of midfield.
That was a good block there by Colby Dale to get the lead, kind of the lead block there and seal off kind of the inside because it looked like Marceline had the offensive line beat. If it weren't for that block for Dale, Young doesn't get that first down.
Seth Cup, fourth place in state in wrestling at 182 pounds, credited with the tackle. 12 on the play clock. First and 10, Westran at midfield. 35 points per game for the Hornets. Twins near side. Young out of the gun. His toes at the 45. White jersey, green numbers, white helmet. A green W, a delayed snap, and a flag comes in.
Delay of game.
Steve Farnsworth with the call. Delay of game. The snap came, and nobody even moved. So I think Carter Petori, the first-year center, the third center in 3 years for the Hornets, saw that clock hit zero, and he was the only one who moved.
Not bad awareness from the sophomore. I think Western a little fortunate there because Marceline middle linebackers were going to go in-house blitz there. So Western may have caught a break, although they did lose 5 yards on that.
Because of that, it's first and 15 at West Rand's 45. Left to right. Young out of the gun. Dale to his right. Twins near side. Snap. Option to the near side. Late pitch. Dale catches 45. Stiff arms. 50. Blasted. Clayton Stallo over the top at the 49-yard line. Stallo, a state champion in wrestling. As I mentioned, he intercepted Young last year in Marceline's victory at West Rand in the regular season, before the Hornets return the favor in that all-important district title.
I'd be curious to see the impact Clayton Stallo has on this game from the defensive side, because we have to remember in that district championship game 1 year, he was only in there for about 3 or 4 plays, and then he had the ankle injury, missed a good part of the wrestling season before he went on to win a state championship, I might add. But he was a big loss last year in that district championship.
Young runs left side, Chase Cup. 45, lunges to the 41-yard line of Marceline. A 10-yard run for Young. That brings up third down and one. Stallo's brother, Brady, a two-time All-Stater, a Crest All-State linebacker. And as you mentioned, Clayton coming off a wrestling state championship.
And the reason why I mentioned having him is so important, he's a big part, and he's one of the speedier guys on the field for Marceline. He could go pretty much from left to right in a quick motion. That's a big difference if you don't have that guy in your lineup.
Third and one, Westran. A minute 20, first quarter score on this game. Young out of the gun. Snap. Two sneak left side. Young first down again. Inside the 40 of the Tigers. Seth Cup, the tackler, along with Nathan Sayre, a two-time all-conference defensive tackle.
It's a good push on the left side for the Westran offense. Those jerseys aren't going to stay white very much longer, Eric. It's already had their impact. You can kind of tell it's a very physical first quarter on both sides of the ball.
And that first quarter clock hits a minute. 0-0, first and 10, Westran at the 39 of Marceline. Seth Berry, the near side receiver, also the backup quarterback. Young, the starting quarterback, out of the gun. High snap, handoff left side, Dale. Sprints, 35, races out of bounds, far side, 33-yard line, a 6-yard run.
It's a good draw on the left side there for Dale, and staying patient, kind of working away around his offensive line. They're going to be running a lot behind Ben Miller as well. He is a all-state left tackle, second team, all Lewis and Clark. You run behind him, you're going to get some yards, and that was a good block there by Miller to allow Dale to get four.
He's the lone returning starter on this Westran line and a three-year starter. Snap, QB power right side, Young blast, but nowhere to go. Third down and three upcoming for Westran. 30 seconds to play, first quarter. Still scoreless. Two teams averaging about 35 points per game.
Pick up a three, third and three.
Obvious four down territory here for Westran, barring a negative play.
Might just run it out here.
Yeah, the Hornets appear content to conclude the first quarter without a play run, as there's 12 seconds on the play clock, now 6 on the game clock. Two top 5 teams, both 6-1, tied atop the LNC. And 0-0 after a quarter. You are listening to Regional Radio Football in Week 8 on 99.9 The Captain.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Marceline R5 School District realize how important it is to stress good sportsmanship to students and fans. How a student or fan acts reflects on the community. The Tigers put in many hours of hard practice throughout the year. Do your part and show your Tiger pride by supporting them and wearing your favorite Marceline Tiger shirt while cheering them on. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Marceline R5 schools are proud of their Marceline Tigers.
Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville is the place to find fried chicken, golden brown, juicy, and delicious. Now add mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, green beans. Is your mouth watering yet? Stop in Tuesday through Saturday for lunch or dinner, and don't forget Sunday after church. Make that short drive to Huntsville and enjoy great food at a great price. Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Home-style food and a friendly, small-town atmosphere.
Part of the second quarter, scoreless game, two top five teams, 2-6-1 teams atop the LNC. Westrand football, 3rd-3 at the Marceline 32. Motion left to right for Belmer. Young out of the gun, back to his left and one behind him. Snap from the near hash. Dale up the middle. Juke spins toward the line to gain as we await the spot from Steve Farnsworth's crew. 4th-inches, the initial signal.
Pick up a 2, 4th-1 for the Hornets at the Tigers, 30-yard line.
6'4", 260-pound Clint Acton on the stop. Alex Young, 3,200 career rushing yards. And the quarterback goes under center for the first time tonight on 4th-inches. Snap, QB, sneak, a surge met by a sea of Tigers. Westrand says it has the first down. It does.
Give me a first down for the Hornets.
I like the decision to go quarterback. What I don't like is the formation of it. Because to me, going on 4th-1, you haven't gone under center this entire time. The only time you're going to go under center that instance is if you're going to run. That's why that play was a lot closer, because Marceline's defense instinctively knew Young was going to get that, and they had a nice pushback and a good time. Western unfortunate.
Now he's out of empty with three receivers near side. Screen pass, Dale Corrales, 30, blasted right at the line. Cullen Bruner, the outside linebacker. Clayton Stallo, all new football. Minute 20 played second quarter, 0-0. Second down and 11.
I'm a little surprised we haven't really seen. I know it's still very early in second quarter. I'm a little surprised we haven't seen Westrand try and pass downfield a little bit. The only three passes that they've gone to have been quick screens, and Marceline's been all over it. Once a pick.
Kuntz lined up to the right side, a 500-yard receiver. High snap. Young pumps, now runs near side, shakes a tackle, 25, barrels to the 23-yard line. A 7-yard gain for the quarterback. Desmond Harrison, the cornerback, on the stop. Young, back-to-back 130-yard rushing games with a combined 5 touchdowns. The senior has 89 total touchdowns for his career.
Young did a good job looking off the defensive right side, indicating the pass, and opened up something on the left to get that nice gain. Manageable third down now.
Third down and 4. 2:15 played second quarter. Ball at the Marceline 22. High snap. Young QB keep. Curls right side. Tripped up behind the line. Clayton Stallo again.
And that's the byproduct of that Marceline speed we alluded to, Eric. You try and get out to the edges. They're one of the best in the conference at pursuing to the ball. And that's Exhibit A right there. Stallo coming from the safety spot all the way into the backfield, chasing Young down, and even a better tackle for a loss of 2.
Stallo makes it 4th-6 Westrand at the Marceline 25. 3 minutes played second quarter, 0-0. Westrand number 2 in the state. Short drop. Young now opts to run up the middle. Shuffles, rejected. Nathan Sayre, back-to-back all-conference, forces the turnover on downs, maybe a yard on the forward progress, but it's Marceline football. 8:56, second quarter, 0-0. Both teams tied with Fayette atop the LNC. 2 weeks to go in the regular season.
Tigers start this drive first and hit their own 22-yard line.
They've been really key in sticking to Alex Young, and I think Marceline pursuing the Westrand quarterback usually it's a good option on game plans.
Phillips out of the gun. Play fake. Fires. Middle cut. First down. Harrison. 45. 50. Races 40. 35. 30. 25. Motors in the end zone. Touchdown. Desmond Harrison with a 78-yard touchdown. Little slant route right up the middle. Nobody caught him.
Yeah, it looked like West Rand's defense kind of caught in a little bit of a zone there trying to cut in, and then Phillips saw it right down the middle. Harrison caught. He's got about as fast as you can be, and he was gone. As soon as he caught that, he got behind West Rand defender. No one's catching him.
Bruner's extra point up. True. 7-0. Marceline leads. 8:44 to play first quarter. A 78-yard touchdown pass. Chase Phillips to Desmond Harrison on 99.9, the captain.
With the kids back in school, Bailey Brothers Collision Repair would like to remind you to watch for the children on or near the road in the morning and after school hours. Reduce any distractions inside your car so you can concentrate on the road and your surroundings. This back-to-school safety tip is brought to you by Bailey Brothers Collision Repair in Brookfield. When accidents happen, give us a call at 660-258-5005. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair, the ones you can trust.
Chase Phillips now with 37 career touchdown passes. 8:44 to play first half, 7-0 Marceline. The back-to-back-to-back LNC champions in search of a piece of a fourth straight. Got to win two to accomplish it, though. Marceline won 26 straight Lewis and Clark games, Scott, before that loss in a number two versus number four matchup earlier this season.
I'll tell you, and we were at that game as well. I think that had the way Marceline lost that game, they had with the own fumble and Estes recovering it, 50-plus yards for the score, and that turns out to be the winner. That's got to be gut-wrenching for Marceline for their streak to end like that.
Berry returns far side, jets to the 30, carries defenders to the 34-yard line. Berry yet to have a touch on offense tonight, but they're a touch in the return game.
He hasn't been necessarily carrying the ball as much because they got the guy in Dale, and you recall Massey, Caden Massey kind of being that primary back last year with Avery Hammond and Chris Evans on the receiving end, so Massey didn't necessarily need to be in that role, but that's kind of been the 1-2 punch, and you add Young, Barry hasn't necessarily had to do as much as he was normally called upon, and I think he's actually relished that role a little bit this year.
He lines up near side here. A couple of catches and a touchdown a week ago. Option to the near side. Delayed pitch. Dale bobbles. Now corrals 35. Twirled to the 36-yard line by Alex McCausland, who already intercepted a pass tonight. He also had an interception in the nationally recognized Bell game victory against Brookfield.
Seen a lot of read options here in this game for West Rand, trying to get the Marceline defense to bait in on either Dale or Young, and they're getting a little bit of success on it, but again, I'm wanting to see West Rand challenge the Marceline defenders downfield. See, try throwing the ball down. You're going to have to find a way to do that if you want to be competitive in this game.
West Rand trails 7-0. 4 minutes played, second quarter. High snap. Young runs near side, shoulders to the 38-yard line. Just a gain of two or three, third and five upcoming.
Young brought down by
Young doing a lot of running behind Ben Miller, the 3-year starter who has gained 45 pounds since his sophomore year. The 6'3", 275-pounder already garnering some interest from UCM. He'll definitely play collegiate football somewhere.
I think he'd be a valuable asset on a lot of college teams, especially from Division II on down. He's that good of an athlete.
He's a Crest All-Star. Third and five. Young near side. Cuts middle 40. Extends to the 41. He is shy. Colby Sims, the first team All-Conference linebacker, there to make it fourth and one.
That's already 12 touches for Alex Young on the ground. You know this is a game they're really trying to lean on him when he's kind of going run heavy. And credit Marceline's defense. This is something they take pride in year in and year out, is keeping people out of the end zone. They have been a difference so far in this game.
Westrand forced a punt from its 41-yard line on 4th and 2. Koontz rolls to the right. Now toes one away, a liner. It skips inside the 30, rolls out of bounds on the far sideline. 6.5 to play first half, 7-0 Marceline.
Be curious to see how the Westrand defense tries to respond here after that touchdown from Desmond Harrison. They went with the quick slant a little bit, but something we mentioned at the top, Eric, about the man-to-man was something Aaron O'Loughlin was a little concerned about in that loss to Scotland County, and they were wanting to pay attention to the detail a little bit more in all three phases on the defense. And here we go, right here on cue. They're quickly trying to get lined up.
Phillips out of the gun. 1st and 10, Marceline. To the near side. Stylo, 25. Bounces middle and torn back to the 31. That was a wrestling-type tackle. Alex Young, the quarterback, taking out that frustration as he's had some struggles on the offensive side, flashes the linebacking abilities where he's a second-team All-Stater.
You watch wrestling much, Eric?
I've watched Clayton Stylo win a state title and get ragged all there.
That was a suplex right there from Alex Young to get the guy down. That was an impressive tackle. Perfectly legal, too.
Phillips out of the gun. Movement on the defensive line. No flags. Now the snap. Delayed pitch to the far side. Bruner races 35. Pushed out of bounds near the 38-yard line. It is a Marceline first down, however. 5:40 to play first half. Actually spotted just a bit back. So 3rd and 1 for Marceline. Bruner, though, with his first carry. He had a 69-yard touchdown reception a week ago.
I want to see a little bit of aggressiveness here from this Westrand defense. I know Billups is a great passer, and he's shown it throughout. I want to see if he can try and get it in the backfield here.
Bruner to the left of Billups. Low snap. Bruner picks it up and barrels for a first down. It was a low snap off the left leg of Billups. Bruner picked it up and just decided to take it himself up the middle for a Marceline first down. Phenomenal awareness. 5:38 first half. 7-0 Marceline first down at the 38-yard line. Left to right. Marceline, it's home blacks, gold numbers, gold pants. Phillips out of the gun. Snap, short drop. Looks middle, steps up, sacked. Alex Young.
Outside linebacker blitz here. On 1st and 10, love the play call there from Aaron O'Loughlin. See if you can get an early loss here. Young went virtually untouched, and then by the time Bruner got the block, he was basically right next to Billups. It basically took two people out at once. Well done by Young to get in on the quarterback. That's a big play.
Four-year defensive star. Played linebacker as a sophomore, moved to safety. Now back to linebacker where he can make more plays, case in point. 2nd and 17, Marceline. Snap. Phillips, karaoke's, rolls near side, lob. Bruner catches, 30, stutters, blasts out of bounds near side, 35, late hit, still no flag, right in front of Steve Farnsworth's crew. That was as late of a hit as you will see.
That's
And it was not spotted right on the Marceline sideline at Chester Ray Stadium. 4:38 to play first half, 7-0 Marceline, 3rd and 14.
That's a tough one there if you're the Marceline Tigers, because that would have been probably 15 yards. Pretty close on the contact. You can't blame Young, but I think you got to find a way to avoid that.
And that's an automatic first down if you get the call. Phillips out of the gun, play fake, stands left, hoists in traffic. Caught out of bounds far side by Kobe Koontz of Westrand, but he does not get his second interception as he was all the way into the Westrand bench. But 4:31 to play first half and 7-0 the lead for Marceline on what could have been a first down there on the call.
Alex Acosta back to punch the Tiger.
Instead, 4th and 14 for Marceline at its 35-yard line. A punted away, left to right. Low snap. McCausland picks up late, now slips in down at the 15-yard line. Corbin Brockelman, an immediate impact back into the lineup. As that snap low, and he is the first to track down McCausland, but that is the second miscue on special teams for Marceline tonight.
It's great to see Corbin Brockelman back in the lineup, and you mentioned he's kind of he's a shot in the arm in this West Rand defense. First team Lewis and Clark all defensive end. He missed pretty much. He was set to miss the entire year because he had a herniated disc. This is his senior year. He wanted to end it on his own terms. It's great to see him out there, even though he probably is not 100%.
And we'll get into that more in just a bit. First and 10, Western at the Marceline 17. Young rolls right off the snap. Dale protects. Now Young shakes near side, 20. And bang down at the 14-yard line of Marceline. Chase Billups, the Marceline quarterback, on the tackle. We're getting some quarterback on quarterback crime here the last couple of drives. Young sacked Billups on the other end.
Hey, quarterbacks have been pretty busy tonight, and it's been kind of the Alex Young show for Westran here as of late, and Billups has had to do his fair share on the offensive side. The first time we called his name defensively. He's moving around the field as well.
And Young's jersey is more brown than it is white at this point on this wet night. 3:45 first half, second and six at the Marceline 14. QB power up the middle, denied. Young trucked back at the 15-yard line. Kobe Sims once again, cast on the left hand and all. Seth Kopp been on the play as well. Third down and six, Westran. Got to capitalize here.
They're committing a lot here to Young here in this second quarter, and Marceline's kind of just daring either Young to throw a pass or see if they can get Colby Dale, or heck, even Caden Massey, as a matter of fact, see if they can get one of those two to beat them, because they're not going to win if they're going to rely solely on Young.
Young rolls to his right on third down and seven. Eyes back near. Now Tuckson taken down from behind at the 17-yard line. Nowhere to go. Cullen Bruner. That's back-to-back weeks with a sack. And Westran with the personnel chiefs a field goal attempt.
Yeah, they got Koontz lined up on the left hash mark.
For a 34-yarder, he's 0 for 2 each of the last 2 years. Snap, down. Koontz's kick tipped and well right. That one never had a chance. But 4th and 9, Aaron O'Loughlin, first-year head coach, sends out the senior, now 0 for 5 on his career, and Marceline with the football left to right, up 7-0, 2:23 first half.
I don't mind that decision there by Aaron O'Loughlin either. You're 4th and long inside the red zone. You've got to find a way to get some points. And I think that tells me is points are more at a premium than trying to advance the ball.
I thought this might be a shootout coming in.
We're wrong. These defenses have been good, all things considered. The Marceline's only allowed about 8 3/4. 1 second.
Delayed hand up to the near side. Stylo, stiff arm up the near side. 30, 35, 40, 50, 40, 35, 30. It zooms 20. You will not catch him. Touchdown, Clayton Stylo. 83 yards. He entered with 9 touchdowns on his last 17 touches. Now you know why.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'll get to that point in a moment, but the run there by Stallo kind of just on the edge, and Westran just had a hard time pursuing it. And how about him staying in bounds as well? Westran had that contained. He was tiptoeing down that near sideline. Give Stallo credit for staying in, and then he was gone after he tiptoed down that sideline.
Bruner's extra point. The hold is down. Kick is up. And again, special teams, an early impact, 14-0 Marceline, 2:07 to play, first half. What a swing there, though. You get the block punt from Corbin Brockelman. You don't capitalize starting a drive inside the red zone. You miss the field goal. Marceline, the very next play, Clayton Stallo, that 83-yard impact.
I was about to mention that these two defenses have actually played pretty well prior to that.
Right.
Good timing there, Scott, by the way. So Marceline's averaging about 8.71 a game, and they've allowed their most they've allowed is 16 points on the season. Meanwhile, Westrand, even though they allowed the 38 to Scotland County, it's just a hair over 10 points a game. Obviously, that's going to go up now with that touchdown. But you shouldn't necessarily be surprised that these two defenses are actually playing considerably well. Marceline has the two big plays, and that's been the difference so far on the offensive side, I should say.
Meanwhile, when can Westrand get the passing game going? Alex Young, a first-team all-conference quarterback, 1,658 yards a year ago. He had 44 total touchdowns as well. Now just five attempts for 12 yards tonight. Bruner's kick is away. The Division I talent right on cue booms one into the end zone. He won the Bell game, the nationally recognized rivalry, on a 23-yard attempt from the near hatch.
Yeah, you just need to find a way to get the passing game going through Westrand. And I'll be blunt, they've been solely relying on Young too much here in this first half. We saw Dale get a little more involved. Let's see him get a little more involved. He is more than capable of breaking that big run. You got to be confident in your offensive line and getting the blocks. And we've seen that as well. Get Dale a little more involved, and then you got some capable receivers in making some catches downfield. Let's see some of that for the Hornets.
First and 10 at the 20, right to left. Delayed pitch to Dale. Catches behind the back. 20, 25, barrels to the 27-yard line. What an adjustment on a pitch behind Dale, the sophomore running back, first-year starter. A minute 50 to play first half, 14-0 Marceline. Number two in the state with the football, opposite number five in the state. They've played in the state playoffs five straight years. This is the annual regular season matchup. Second down and three. Young, short drop. Eyes middle. Rolls to the near side. Now rolls far. Pressure. Heaves. Far side. Cut. Dale, 45, 50, far sideline, upended at the 44-yard line.
It's not how you drew it up, but that's a throw down field right there, because you're getting Marceline pursuing at the line. Dale open on kind of a little pitch and catch, backyard football there, and they get something downfield, and because of that, they get a first down.
That ball spotted back to the Westrand 44. Dale stepped out of bounds, but first down and 10 for Westrand. Shotgun snap. Young steps up. Now rolls right. Heaves middle of the field in traffic for Koontz. Incomplete. Harrison and Stallo in the coverage. Minute 07 to play first half. 14-0. Westrand trails with the football right to left.
I like the chance there by Alex Young to go down and give Koontz. He's been pretty good for replacing two first-team All-LNC players. All things considered, about 510 yards on the year. See if you can get something downfield with Koontz. He's got perfectly capable hands of making the big play, just as his teammates Chris Evans and Avery Hammond did for many years with the Hornets. That one, that looked like it was just a hair behind him, and couldn't get around in time.
Koontz had five catches for 73 yards and a touchdown in another top five matchup. The victory versus Fayette, 21-16. A team that beat in the district semis a year ago en route to the state quarterfinals. Young out of the gun, second and 10. Young rolls middle, spirals it in traffic again, incomplete. That ball bombed all the way to the 25 of Marceline, intended for Caden Massey, but incomplete. Alex McCausland already with an interception tonight on the coverage. Massey, a starting running back a year ago, second team all conference, but made the switch to wide receiver as Westrand graduated. Four-time all-conference performer Chris Evans and second-team all-conference Avery Hammond, who had 25 combined touchdowns. A minute to play first half. 14-0 Marceline, third and 10 Westrand at its 44, right to left. Snap. Young eyes near. Now looks back to the right. Fires. Caught low right near the line to gain. No, late ruling incomplete on the far side. Koontz trapped that one.
Yeah, a little bit of a short hop there. A good look there on the post up from Kuntz. He was open, just a little bit of an underthrown ball there, and just short hopped on him.
56 seconds to play first down. 14-0 the lead for Marceline. Fourth and 10, West Grand at its 44 right to left and to punt it away, but a timeout first.
Timeout,
interesting spot for a timeout for Marceline with the possibility to add some more points here.
Well, they're going to have to, they received first, so they're going to want to try and make sure they have something set. I wouldn't be surprised if they try and pursue a block here and get some decent field position. You got a weapon on the leg as well, so if you can get a block or something or get Westrand to kind of shank or push a punt here, all you need, honestly, is probably to get probably about 25 yards down the field, and then Colin Rivers got a shot to get you some extra points. I think that's why that timeout was called, was just solely so Marceline could potentially set up a block and maybe get a couple more points for going into the locker room.
But again, the story of this first half with 56 seconds to play and a 14-0 Marceline lead, just the lack of a passing game from Western. We mentioned all those receivers. They graduated. They moved Massey outside, ultra confident in the running back, Kobe Dale. Got them more weapons on the field. But again, just so much that they lost last year, and it's popping up tonight.
And on top of that, credit Marceline's offense getting a couple of big plays. They've had their troubles trying to move the ball a little bit, but they've gotten it in the end zone.
The lefty kick is away from Bange, trickles 35, and hops to the 29-yard line where it's touched up, 45 seconds first half. Marceline, number 5 in the state, in search of a fourth straight Lewis and Clark championship. A 14-0 lead, football at the 29-yard line of the Tigers on their home field. Left to right, first and 10.
Not the prettiest punt there for Leighton Bain, who was the one that jarred it, but yeah, downfield. That's the big thing you were looking for if you're Westrand. Mission accomplished there.
Phillips out of the gun. The school's all-time passing leader. Takes the snap. Hand off to the near side. Stallo hand on a blocker. Wrestled down by the shoulder pad at the 31-yard line. Caden Massey with the tackle. Son of Westrand Middle School principal, previously the head coach, Lance Massey. 25 seconds first half.
Who happens to be in the audience tonight in the warm confines of stadium, might add.
17 seconds first half. Marceline appears content to take this one into the locker room. Another delayed handoff. Stallo blasts through the middle, gets to the 36-yard line with a 4-yard gain, but that might be the final play of the half. That it is. 14-0 Marceline at the break. The number 5 Tigers lead the number 2 Hornets in different districts this year, so to meet again, it would have to be in the state championship.
Yeah, about as pretty good half there. I think what's been more impressive, we talked about the couple of plays in Western kind of having a hard time getting a passing game rolling, but credit Marceline's defense. They've been pursuing the ball quickly, and we mentioned it was going to be man-to-man coverage on the defense. Whoever can establish that off the get-go is going to have an advantage in this game. And so far, that's been the Marceline Tigers. They have keyed in on Alex Jung. He's had a hard time getting some space in open traffic. And the times that they tried to go downfield, Marceline was there in a man-to-man and did not make any of the passes contested or the passes that they had. They did not make it easy for the Hornets to try and grab. So I think the bigger story is the way the Marceline defense played in that first half.
Yeah, you had to. And, of course, we do have Brad Boyer standing by, and we'll get it to him in just a moment. We'll thank a few sponsors. First, Bailey Brothers Collision Center of Brookfield, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Sheridan Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Mobile Area Community College in Mobile, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.gov. But right off that point, Scott, and again, we'll get to Brad in just a moment, but the amount of time that Marceline's been in the backfield able to corral Alex Jung is almost, it really is almost unthinkable. Yes, Marceline has been that good defensively year in and year out, but again, you think about everything that this team has lost. We are seeing their progression through the course of the season right now because this is a different defense than played Brookfield and played Fayette earlier in the year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think the big thing is they're playing with a lot of confidence, and that goes a long way, especially I'll mention all five of the linebackers, as a matter of fact. They've had an impact in this game already. You mentioned Colby Sims. He's kind of just flying around everywhere. James Phillips with a big tackle in the open field on Alex Young. You had Alex McCausland with the interception there. And then you also had Colin Brunner with a big loss on the play. And then also Colton Jenkins will also had a big impact as well in the game. So I think you got to say, you got to credit the linebackers for doing a good job.
14-0 Marceline at the half. We now send you to the Moberly Motorsports Desk. Moberly Motors, driven by tradition.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Hello and welcome to the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. I'm Brad Boyer with you here on 99.9 The Captain. And we've got a good one going here and across our airwaves tonight. So let's get you caught up on the action on our other stations. If you went to the restroom during the Brookfield-South Shelby game for a two-minute stretch, you missed a bunch of scoring. In about a two-minute stretch, less than a two-minute stretch, all 20 points were scored. Brookfield leads South Shelby by a score of 12-8. Bulldogs with a touchdown run, and then, well, you can guess it. If South Shelby answered quickly, it's Brock Wood, 76-yard touchdown run, but then the Bulldogs got it to right back. They're up 12-8. Kirksville has just scored on a big pass play. Moberly had scored the first 17 points, 17-7, that game on Quicks. And, of course, Marceline with two big plays in the game you are listening to. Let's get you up to date on some scores, and we're going to take a timeout. Again, it's Moberly 17-7 game on Quicks Radio. Elsewhere in the NCMC, it is Mexico leading Fulton by a score of 21-0 in the second. Hannibal has scored after a scoreless first quarter. Surprisingly, at Marshall, the Pirates get a touchdown run from French to go on top 7-0 in the second quarter, looking to clinch the NCMC outright tonight. Clarence Cannon Conference game on Crest. Again, Brookfield leads South Shelby 12-8. Here is a surprise, not so much because Monroe City leads Clark County, but by the margin. The Panthers are dominating Clark County, a matchup of state-ranked teams, 22-0 second quarter. Macon-Palmyra right now scoreless second quarter. We've had some calls about that one. No score to report. Second quarter action. The defenses are winning there. In the Lewis and Clark Conference, again, Marceline 14-0 over Westram. The Fayette-Salisbury game scoreless in the second. Schuyler County leads Paris 6-0, first quarter action. And Scotland County leads Harrisburg 26-6. That game in the second quarter in Memphis. In the Eastern Missouri Conference, the lights have gone out in South Callaway. The Bulldogs lead Wright City 27-14. They've got a power outage with the lights. Unclear where that one's going. North Callaway leads Mark Twain 14-12. Carl Asbury's team hanging in against the T-Birds second quarter. And Montgomery County all over Van Fark Community 24-0 in the first quarter. In the Tri-County, powerhouse Blair Oaks on top of School of the Osage 28-0 second quarter action. Southern Boone, a team in Moberly's district, all over California 42-0 in the second quarter. Non-conference action, Centralia is leading West Hancock, Illinois 20-0. That game is heading toward the second quarter. Mid-Missouri matchup, Jeff City Elias with a lead over Rockbridge. That score is 14-10. So that gets caught up on the scores that we have for you. Other games that are taking place tonight, we'll be telling you about on the End Zone show. Among the matchups in the Grand River, Putnam County at Maysville, Milan hosting South Harrison. Also in some Mid-Missouri non-conference action, Tolton is hosting Warsaw. Hickman is at home against Truman. Jeff City is at Battle. Also tonight, non-conference, Highway 6 matchup, Knox County and Highland. Slater is hosting Windsor. Eight-man football, North Shelby is in Illinois to play Milford, Cisna Park. I'll get to some highlights when we continue in just a moment.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Update, Centralia leads West Hancock, Illinois by a score of 27-0. Oh, by the way, in the National League Divisional Series, the Dodgers have struck first in Milwaukee, 1-0. Game on Quicks Radio tonight. Spartans, after getting a stop on Kirksville, took their first drive to the end zone.
He gets the shotgun snap, rolls right, throws into the flat to Grace. He catches at the 10, has space at the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Moberly. They go up 6 with 9:02 to go here in the first on a 12-yard pass to Landon Graves.
Ben Wittenstein with the call. Hayden Hopper hit the extra point, 9:02 to go first quarter. Hopper later in the quarter hit a 24-yard field goal, and I believe his first career field goal for the Spartans. 10-0 Moberly after one quarter. Then, with 9:19 to play in the second quarter on senior night, a senior scores.
Who's right? Walter with the handoff. Bursts up the middle, has space. Inside the 15, one blocker to Shetty. Does it down the near side, sidelines. Touchdown, Moberly. 20-yard touchdown run by the senior, Curtis Walter.
Hopper's extra point made it 17-0. Looked like Moberly was going to pull away, but Kirksville got a big play in the passing game.
Four receivers out wide. Dempsey to pass. Heaves one, far side, sidelines, wide open to make the catch. Foster James, far side, sidelines. No one's going to catch up to him, and the defense for Moberly trying their best, but James cuts it back in the inside, and he'll go all the way in for the touchdown. 84-yard pass play from Dempsey to James.
And the extra point by James Good, and Moberly leading 17-7, late first half in that contest. Brookfield and South Shelby. Cardinals have just scored to go on top in that one, but it was Brookfield who scored first.
Out of the pistol, takes the snap. High snap, brings it down. And the handoff coming around near side. Izard into the end zone for a touchdown for the Bulldogs. A two-yard run for Tim Izard puts Brookfield up 6-0.
J.B. Conley with the call on Superstation Crest. The two-point conversion try, no good. That was with 10:01 to go first quarter, and the Cardinals answer right back.
Handoff coming to the near side, room to run. This is Wood down the near sideline to the 20, to the 10, cuts back inside, no flags. Touchdown, Brock Wood on the handoff, 76 yards for the score.
Two-point run by Wood was good as well. 8-6, South Shelby on top, but then Brookfield comes right back less than a minute later.
Leibart again out of the pistol, takes the snap, dropping back, looking to throw on second down, lofts one over the middle. He's got a receiver wide open to the 30-yard line, breaking tackle, still on his feet. This is Caster Dodd into the end zone, touchdown Bulldogs.
Two-point conversion try, no good. 12-8 Brookfield at that point. But from what we understand here, as we were on the air, I believe South Shelby has scored a touchdown. And so the Cardinals go on top 14-12 as that game is at intermission. Two big plays for the Marceline Tigers to go on top of Westrand, 14-0 at halftime. And the first came in the passing game.
Phillips out of the gun, play fake, fires, middle cut, first down. Harrison, 45, 50, races 40, 35, 30, 25, motors in the end zone. Touchdown.
Eric Duick with the call. 78-yard touchdown, Chase Phillips to Desmond Harrison. Cullen Bruner hit the extra point. That was with 8:44 to go in the first half. With 2:07 to go in the first half, this big run.
Delayed handoff to the near side. Stylo, stiff arm up the near side. 30, 35, 40, 50, 40, 35, 30. It zooms 20. You will not catch him. Touchdown, Clayton Stylo. 83 yards.
And the extra point good, 14-0. Marceline leads Westrand at the half. We're going to go ahead and send it back on Kirk for some more second half action of that Lewis and Clark Conference showdown on Crest. We will return right after this.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
Are you sending folks turtle hunting?
We don't send folks hunting, but if you're hunting a great deal on insurance, we can help.
Look, mister, I've heard you've been sending folks out turtle hunting, and I'm nervous.
You're a talking turtle?
You got a problem with that?
No, sir. We've got something for everyone, but if you're a talking turtle, I'd love to meet you.
I think I'll wait till turtle season is over before we meet face to shell.
Since 1964, it's always turtle season. I mean, saving season. At Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-111.
The Westrand Athletic Boosters are very proud of the Westrand Hornets and Lady Hornets, who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the Westrand Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also still sign up to be a Booster member for the school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled cheeseburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the Westrand Athletic Boosters.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you. At Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon. Online at smhmo.org.
U.S. Cellular has smartphones for as low as a dollar a month. Wait, am I reading this right?
U.S. Cellular has smartphones for as low as a dollar a month.
A dollar a month? I don't know what else to say, other than the sale ends October 14th. National coverage in the middle of anywhere.
Smartphones start as low as $1 a month. Prices vary. Requires qualified postpaid plan, new line or upgrade eligibility, credit approval, and purchase of qualifying smartphone on 30-month RIC. 0% APR, $0 down, taxes, fees, and restrictions apply.
See? He said it too. U.S. Cellular has smartphones starting as low as $1 a month. This is the real deal.
The Westrand R1 School District Administration, faculty, and staff encourage Westrand Hornet fans to get out and support school activities. The students put in long hours of practice in order to represent the Hornets both in the classroom and on the field. Others are marching to a different beat by participating in the band, providing entertainment at halftime during games. Others are involved in organizations within the school. Show your pride and put on your green and white and attend Westrand school activities. Go Big Green!
Welcome back to Chester Ray Stadium. The Marceline Tigers lead the Westrand Hornets by the score of 14-0. And, Eric, it was a couple big plays for Marceline in the first half. Western and Hornets have scored at least 20 points in all of their games. Do they have something in them?
Well, they got to get it going with Alex Young and get the perimeter of this offense going, because Marceline has just routinely been in the backfield on the edges of the defense. West Rand's really been in a standstill.
It will be a fun second half. Kickoff coming up next on The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad,
we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just move back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave?
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter agent Ryan Skaggs about a free insurance review.
Harvest time is underway. Let Regional Missouri Bank help you harvest the best yield and maximize your production with a sound and competitive CD or savings account, or a great rate on your next ag, residential, or commercial loan. Offer of credit subject to credit approval. Reap the bounty of quality banking services for your every need from Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, with full service locations in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KI, the Helmuth. Brunner will boot it left to right and deep, waiting for the opening kickoff to start the second half. This is Seth Ferry. He's at the 20, cuts back to the inside, and he will be spun around down at the 28, and West Rand will get started on their own 28-yard line after the tackle is made by Hayden Dorrell.
This will be a fascinating second half, because right now it just has been nothing to speak of for this West Rand offense. You got to see how they'll get it going with Alex Young in the passing game, and they don't have to abandon the run just yet. Still plenty early in this one at the stage.
Alex Young, 5-for-8 in that first half unofficially with 24 yards. Hornets will start out here on their own 29-yard line, trailing 5-14. Young, a prolific part of this West Rand offense, as they will line up with two to the right, one to the left. Man in motion. This is Belmer on the left side. Now Ryan lines up the right slot. Dale to his right. Young in his dirty brown jersey takes a halfback draw up to the right side, and he is going to gain a couple, and that is going to now end up in a loss of 15. As Nathan Sayer and Clint Acton, a little bit of extracurricular activity, 5 yards down the field by the Hornets.
Yeah, I didn't even really see what transpired there post-play. Just saw Acton kind of getting in on that tackle, and I guess West Rand tried to take out some more frustration there. That is a monstrous penalty, to say the least. West Rand just... Oh, it's on both teams.
No, it's on West
Rand. Oh, no, just on West Rand. Steve Farns was accidentally pointed in both directions there. It's just on West Rand. So the initial comment stands. That is a monstrous penalty, to say the least. You have not had anything going offensively. You get the first possession of the second half, and you wipe it away.
And that's one of those penalties Aaron O'Loughlin has predicated week in and week out. We cannot take any of those ticky-tacky penalties. And that was one they could have clearly avoided. Push downfield, play was well over, and now it's a loss of 15. Negates a 2-yard run. Go five wide, empty gun. Young will run to the left side. Blows a tire, and a pair of tires will come into the backfield after about a 2-yard gain. It'll be Colin Brunner on the stop.
I'm curious if Brunner was spying there on that Young run, because, again, you go five wide. Brunner was almost kind of just sitting there and waiting. That might have been by design from Marceline's defense. And remember, that down counted on first down. Because of that, you've now got 3rd and 19.
So I have to think it's going to be probably a passing situation. So they go 3 or 4 wide once again. 3 right, 1 left. Young in the gun, takes the snap. Alex Young looks to his left. Good block downfield. Looking for Kuntz, a little bit underthrown, and it's picked off. It's Desmond Harrison coming up with the loose change. His first of the season, gets Marceline the ball at the West Rand 45.
This is going to sound silly, but that's really just a glorified punt there for West Rand. And honestly, it probably went further than you're going to end up punting there, because, again, you got a wet night, and you have to deal with the snap. That's not the worst thing. You'd obviously much rather that be a first down.
Punting's not any good either. Yeah, on the players, like the punter.
I don't think that's it's not as bad as it'll look in the stat sheet. Let's put it that way.
Well, nevertheless, it will go down as Young's second pick of the game, stat sheet or not. In the gun is Chase Phillips. Going to go with a delayed toss over to Nick Kane. That's his first reception since the early first part of the first quarter. It's going to end up being about a loss of two on the play as Mason Unty was in on pursuit. And that's what the Western defense, I think, needs to do a little bit more of is getting to Chase Phillips.
Marceline's almost going with a little bit of a combination of multiple offenses here. They're getting into some double handoff fake stuff in the backfield.
Four wide with runner to the right of Phillips in the gun on the left hash mark. Takes the snap. Receivers clear out. Phillips feels some pressure. And he's spun down by the senior Alec Watkins. And he gets a high five from all of his teammates for a loss of two.
Yeah, but just finishing that point, we already know what Marceline can do in the aerial attack. But now that they're kind of getting into some of that, you know, sending some crossing backers and faking into one lap and giving to the other, they're being a bit tricky in this one so far.
Third and 15 now. Marceline will spread it four wide again with Phillips in the gun with runner to his right. On the left half mark, takes the snap off the 49. Phillips, pump faked. Now it's batted and picked off by Young. It looked like Ben Miller may have gotten a piece of that and influenced the pass. But Westrand gets it right back at midfield.
Yeah, that was the one thing you could not do if you were Marceline in that situation. You had a chance to pin Westrand deep, and you're absolutely right. That was undoubtedly contact to the quarterback. That resulted in a floating football and just the eighth interception of Phillips' career.
Young's first interception of the season, eighth total for the Westrand Hornets on the year. And now this is a big opportunity. Can the Hornets garner a little bit of momentum off of the first turnover of the game? Young in the gun, read option, goes to deal on the pitch to the left side, and he is swallowed up by a hound of Tigers leading the way. Colby Sims is going to be brought down for a loss of two. And again, Eric, the pursuit of Marceline has been a big story in this game.
It really has. I am astonished. And this comes from someone who's seen a lot of Marceline games where they've played really good defense. I'm astonished by just how much they're winning this battle up front.
Second and 12 now. They'll go one left, two right, Young in the gun. On the delayed read, Young will take it to the right. Gains about maybe 1-2 yards at best. And coming in with the tackle is Nathan Sable.
You know what this is, Scott? This is shades of the Marceline Westrand game we called at Westrand last year, where it was just QB power, QB power, QB power. Only problem is Westrand erased a big deficit doing that in said game last year. It was working. Here, it hasn't working. It's not working. It's just Marceline's winning up front time in and time out.
Yeah, Harry Renitz, now you mentioned that. 6 seconds on the play clock. In the gun, Young on 3rd and 11 from their own 49. Takes the snap. Wheel route, Dale on the left side. Instead goes deep for Kuntz on the left, looking for a little contact. He'll get it. And Westrand's going to get a first down out of that off the PI.
Yeah, and I don't think he catches up to that ball. But it definitely was way too close to be something that's called uncatchable. I'm just noting that I think that was relatively well covered. There was no need for the pass interference late in the play.
So it will go down as a first down for the Hornets, a much-needed one, and that is one way to flip the field or get some yards right there is off of the pass interference. So it'll be 15 yards, and Westrand will get it at the Marceline 35.
You absolutely have to capitalize here if you're Westrand. There's no way around it.
They've gotten into the red zone by my count twice and have failed to capitalize on both attempts. One of them, they tried going for a field goal, and then they got stranded on a fourth down stop from Colton Bruner. 8:01 to go here in the third quarter. Marceline leads 14-0. Again, at least a share at the first place. The Lewis and Clark on the line tonight. Could be alone if Fayette were to lose this evening to Salisbury. Here's Colby Dale on the draw on 1st and 10. Nowhere to go. And again, the Marceline linebackers making an impact at the line of scrimmage.
Kobe Dale has yet to really break free against the bigger competition of the schedule, with the exception of the Fayette game. And even those numbers are almost slanted by a 95-yard run.
He actually had two big runs in that game against Fayette, both resulting in touchdowns. Here is a 2nd and 9, man in motion from left to right. This is Koontz Young on the keeper. Again, trying to go with the quarterback draw. Marceline sniffing it out. Colby Sims in on the penetration for the 1 yard gain.
There's quite obviously a reason for this strategy, but right now it's almost as if it's going to the well too many times. This just isn't working for Westran. And Young is as good of a quarterback as there is in the state in Class 1, particularly when it comes to running. But Westran's just not winning on the line of scrimmage right now.
3rd and 9 in the gun. Young again on 4 wide. Dale to his left. Takes a chance to the right side. A little bit underthrown as they tried to go to Koontz. This is going to be incomplete. 4th and 9 coming up for Marceline.
That's a case of how out of rhythm this passing game is right now. Because as much as Young's been beat up tonight, that's one that I would actually say has to be complete. That was a simple out route. I thought Young had time. I thought Koontz had a lot of separation in his break. That's a path that Alex Young completes.
4th and 9 here as Westran is obviously going to go for it in Marceline territory on the 35. Young empty backfield. Koontz man in motion in the right slot. He gets jammed up at the line, and now they'll go to Caden Massey, who's up on the deeper slot. He's got a first down going towards the end zone, and he'll be tackled from behind. Just about 5 yards shy. Good pursuit there by Clayton Stallo. First and goal off of a 25-yard gain.
Well, how big was that? This game is so much different now than it was before that play, and you could say that for a lot of fourth down conversions. But again, you go from not just converting there, being on the doorstep of coming to within a score here, as opposed to being 14-0 down without the ball.
Ball's on the 7. That's Bassey's first catch of the game. 4 wide once again for Westran. Young. Snap. Dale to the left side. Looking for the house. Dives and gets the touchdown for the Hornets. 14-6 with 6:10 to go in the third quarter. They needed to get someone other than Young involved. Dale does just that, as well as Caden Massey.
Yeah, we were talking about Dale's kind of struggles tonight to this point, and there gets right through. This is a pretty big extra point now for Westran, who had its first tip, its first field goal attempt tipped in miles to the right. We'll see if they can cut this one to 7. There's a bit of confusion, though. They might have to call a timeout here.
They're going to have to. There's 5 seconds.
But that's an important time. Maybe you just take the penalty. I would probably just take the penalty if I were Westran. I don't know that they will, but
They're going to call a timeout with 6:02 to remain. I'm surprised there's a lot of clock that ran off after the score. There was probably
no, they do take the delay of game. Significant credit to Aaron O'Loughlin there. That timeout right now is more valuable than those 5 yards, because you're either going to make your extra point or you're not. You know, I don't think that 5 yards is altering this kick.
So it will basically be a 25-yard extra point here for Koontz. Here's the snap, a little high, and it's on its way and blocked. So Marceline will have a 14-6 lead, 6:02 to go in the third quarter. Westran getting back in it on the captain, centralmoinfo.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond, call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Reynolds Herefords of Huntsville will hold their 17th annual production sale on Sunday, October 21st, selling horned and pulled Hereford genetics, including 20 bulls, 6 spring pair splits, 6 fall calving pairs, 7 show steers, 7 fall yearling heifers, 14 spring show heifer prospects, plus 20 black and black whiteface commercial lots consigned by Ty Reynolds and John Ranch. That's Sunday, October 21st at noon at the farm 1 mile east of Huntsville. For information, go to ReynoldsHerefords.com or call Matt at 660-676-3788. Lunch will be served at 11 o'clock.
Kobe Kuntz boots it down the middle for the Westrand Hornets. It'll be Clayton Stallo on the return. Stallo, 2-30. Cuts back to the inside. Stallo now to the 40, and then he'll get tackled on the near sideline by Ben Miller from behind in a decent 20-yard return for Clayton Stallo, and Marceline's going to start out on their own 40.
That's why you don't call timeout, though, back to that point. That kick was getting blocked no matter where it came from. It wasn't the distance that influenced that, because Marceline's just been winning that battle at the line of scrimmage.
So first and 10 here. I'm just going to ask you something here prior to that touchdown, Eric. As it's first and 10, they'll go trips right, one to the left. Here's the snap. It's going to be a screen to McCausland on the right. He gets the reception, and Westrand sniffs it out, and it's going to be about a four-yard gain. Kobe Kuntz is going to get the stop. So I didn't get to see that district championship game. Now, granted, Stallo was pretty much out of the game for most of that time, but what was Westrand doing so well offensively in that game that they could maybe take away and try and imply in this one?
Well, they had the protection, and they had Chris Evans. He had three receiving touchdowns in that contest. They were just winning the battle up front and on the perimeter.
So that obviously makes a big difference, and they really haven't had much. Billups takes a lick trying to get it to the right side for Nick Kane off of the running back wheel route, and almost cannot recognize Alex Young's jersey at this point. It started out as a white jersey with green numbers and black trim. Right now, his jersey is pretty much a all-brown and pretty much a teal-green jersey now. He has been all over the place getting roughed up. Here's a third and six, 5:12 to go in the third quarter. Marceline leads 14-6. Partial jump by Westrand, but they don't go offside. Here's the snap. Brunner to the left side. Brunner cuts upfield. Brunner to the 40. Brunner to the 30, and he will be spun out by guess who? Alex Young. Now will be a gain of 25.
That was a really good job by Brunner winning that battle to the edge. I didn't think he initially had the room to get to the outside there, and he made that work.
Marceline going up tempo here, and here's the toss. Phillips to the left side and speared in the backfield. That was Brunner. Beautifully read there. Looked like that was Carter Petrori on the stop for a loss of five. And Westrand ready to go up tempo as well.
Yeah, that was that happened in a hurry for sure.
So the up-tempo doesn't pay off for Marceline. Now they'll get the signal from head coach Mark Ross, who's also the offensive coordinator. They'll line up with the split back, one left, one right. Here's the snap from Phillips. They will go over to Nick Kane. He wheels to the left side. Massey in from behind, gets the tackle. It'll be a loss of one. Third down coming up. Westrand pursuing the ball really well.
Yeah, that Brunner run's looking really big, though, because at the lead, well, that being said, I don't know, Marceline's not too confident in its punting game right now. But I did see, though, a lot of snaps getting worked on there at the half, and they were pretty clean. So we'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get there if this is a failed play.
Third and 15. They'll go four wide. Phillips in the gun. Just to his right is Brunner off the left hash mark. Here comes the blitz from Westrand. Young is blocked. Phillips passes to the right side, and it's tipped by Massey as they are trying to go to Nick Kane, who's gotten a little more involved here in the second half with the rush, and then also trying to get a little bit more involved in those slot as well. Fourth down coming up for Marceline.
Everybody in this Marceline crowd letting known what they want to be done here.
And in case you can't hear it, they want Marceline to try and go for it.
It is, however, fourth and 15.
They're at the Westrand 41. You could play it either way. There's 10 seconds to go here on the play clock, so they're going to have to decide here quickly, and Mark Ross is not a happy man calling a timeout on the sideline. So, Coach Duick, what are you doing here?
I would punt the football. Your defense has been phenomenal. I don't even think it's a question.
I think I'm on that same I'm on board with you there. If you're in the 41, go ahead and punt it.
There's no decision to make here. Yeah. Let's not forget, you forced a fourth and nine, and there was a 15-yard penalty that were major contributing factors in the reason that Westrand scored a touchdown. You know, they just Westrand made a play. You got them to fourth and nine, though, and you also made it so that they need a pass interference even just to get to that point. So again, I don't.
So you're wanting to show confidence in the defense. Yeah,
it's not a question. There's no decision to make.
So they come back out here. West
but maybe they'll they're lining up to punt.
Yeah,
okay.
They are lining up to punt. McCausland is lined up at the at his own 45, and Westrand getting lined up as well on the return. Kobe Kuntz is coming deep for the Hornets. He's currently standing at the 15, running back closer towards the 10.
And Coach Ross is livid with the Marceline sideline for some miscommunication.
Here's the snap, a little bit high, but good enough. Now it's bobbled, and McCausland will have a scream, and that might have gone off a Westrand player. Marceline Tiger recovers it. That is Kane, and that was really close to hitting Noah Griggs on the squibber, and that could have been a game changer if that goes off his shin. Westrand catches a break there. So the Hornets will start out here on the 23-yard line, 1st and 10.
I'm not sure what happened there. I'll so get into that a bit more after this play.
Young in the gun, Belmer slot in motion. It's Young on the keeper. Motions to his right. Tigers coming in from behind, and he's going to get tackled there by Colby Sims.
I think the snap was actually clean there. I just don't think it was caught because McCausland almost took like four steps before punting it away. He's lucky it didn't get blocked because the trajectory was so low, he kicked it off balance.
Snap was a hair high, but to Eric's point, it was a good one. It was just he had a hard time getting it off for some odd reason. Second and 8 here. Westrand going to go 2 right, 1 left here. And with 2 in the backfield, it looks like that's Dale and Massey. Young is going to keep it himself. He'll take it up the middle. Makes a couple people miss. Trying to go around the umpire. And Clayton Stallow, he gets around the umpire. Doesn't get around Stallow. But he's got 11 yards for a first.
This is no surprise. But 19 carries for Alex Young tonight. And you knew they were going to ride his hand a lot. But that shows you just how different. Because Young's carries are on track to be like 60% of what they were a year ago. Percentage is going to go up, and I expected that to be the case because, again, when it becomes a legitimate battle on equal footing competitively, he's going to be the one with the ball.
See if he goes for it on first and 10. This time it'll be his sophomore running back, Dale. He and also Young have equal touches coming into tonight's game of 87 to be exact, as Sims comes in with tackle as well with Bruner for a 2-yard gain. But having Dale as that impact guy as well for the Hornets, that's a big reason why Young has kind of reduced his carrying, as you mentioned.
That was a pretty telling announcement from the PA, tackled by the entire defensive line. He's not wrong. They've been rallying to the football.
Here's a 2nd and 7 for wide again. Dale to the left of Young. And Dale will get the handoff. Draws to the right with a full head of steam. Takes out a Tiger in the process for a 9-yard gain. And it looks like that is Colby Sims once again. He's been all over the place tonight, the middle linebacker for the Tigers. 95 seconds to go in the third quarter. 3rd and 1 for the Hornets. Still trailing 14-6. 2 left, 1 right, in the gun on 3rd down. Young with Dale on his left. 3, it's to Dale. Cuts inside, and no gain on the play.
He's short. He slipped.
He slid, but Clint Atkin, 6'4", 280 of his frame, stuffs him at the line. And 4th and 1 for the Hornets. You almost have to go for it here.
Yeah, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer just where we are in the game, because let's not forget, Marceline's won the battle up front so often tonight. You definitely play it safe defensively, but I don't think going would be the wrong move by any means. It looks like they'll punt.
Bain and Kuntz, the two punters for Westrand. Is there some trickery? No, it's going to be Bain. He boots it, and Westrand will punt it. It's rolling towards Stallow. It's going to come to a screeching halt at 30-yard line, and that is going to be Calvin Bender that will touch it, and Marceline is going to have it at the 30.
I'll say this. If you're punting there, you got to get more than 25 yards. It's just not as much of the field you'd like to you'd like to flip there. But again, I'm a very aggressive mindset kind of guy, but your own side of the field there, they just have not been winning the battle up front. But that being said, you'd like to see, you know, 10, 15 more yards on that kick.
36.6 seconds to go in the third. Marceline with the ball. Phillips with the snap. They are going to hand it to Bruner up the gut, and he is going to be spun down there by Mason Unti for a two-yard gain. And this is likely going to be the final play of the third quarter as the play clock just starts to run, and it looks like Marceline's going to be content to take it.
Yeah, maybe they'll run a play. They've got the lead. They should let it run.
They quickly line up, and let's see if they get it off. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Let's see if Phillips goes hard count. They do snap it. It's Phillips. And they are going to go over to Stallo on the left edge. Stallo will gain about 6 on the play and will get tackled as time expires in fourth quarter. 14-6, Marceline looking to go to 7-1 on the year. Can they do it? We'll find out next on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Start of fourth quarter, the Marceline Tigers with the ball, starting at their own 43. Phillips is in the gun. They're going left to right on your radio dial. Phillips on the screen, catch it by Stallo. Stallo with some speed down the right side, and he's got the first for a 6-yard gain, and he'll be tackled there by Seth Berry. Yeah, it's going to be a first down. And we were talking off air during the break there, Eric. It's been kind of a very interesting night for the Marceline offense. They've had the two big plays, and it's like, get on and off.
Yes, but the other thing I would say to that, though, is they have moved the chains at least a couple times a possession, which at times has not been the case for Westran.
First and 10 here in the gun. Billups takes a handoff to Kane. Play action to the left side, and it's caught by Coates. An interception for the Hornets as he undercut the route as it was intended for Stallo, and that's the second takeaway for the Hornet defense.
And a second interception for Coates.
Comes at a big time in this game early in the fourth after punting that ball away on fourth and one. Westrand back in business, still down by 8. Now a quick delay here
as good as Billups is, he more or less threw that one across his body, and I don't even know that he ever really surveyed the field because he didn't have the numbers advantage on this side.
He looked intended to go to Stallo on the left side the whole way, and Coons undercuts it. First and 10 here, Young in the shotgun, takes the snap, keeper. Young to the right side, spun down by guess who? Colby Sims for the Marceline Tigers, but it turns out to be a gain of 4 on the play.
I will say Westrand starting to, it's not all that noticeable because there haven't been big plays, but they're starting to get 4 and 5 yards a pop, and before it was 0 and -1 and -2. So it may not jump out at you, but if you keep doing that, you're going to have first downs and move the chains.
Second and 6 here for the Hornets. They'll go trips right and one in the left slot. Young on the snap, another keeper, negotiates from one, and there is another play there, Eric, a 5-yard gain, and it's going to be Sims and also Colton Jenkins on the stop. And I was about to mention something about, I think, and You can disagree if you want.
Thanks.
You're welcome. But I was going to say, I think a lot of that is simply Westrand is trying to pass more downfield, and I think Marceline is being forced to not commit to the box as much. I think that's why you're seeing some of those runs. Here's a third and one. They'll go with three to the right. One in the backfield, that's Dale. Young on the keeper once again. Gets a block from Dale and another receiver. Young's got the first, trying to lunge over a Marceline Tiger. Western Hornets were pointing they got the first down, but they didn't really necessarily need to. He was 3 yards to good. Stylo gets the stop.
Yeah, again, they're moving these chains now. It's this game is starting to look a lot different.
So first and 10 here on the 23. Westrand down by 8. Two to the right, one to the left. Young in the gun, fullback, and also a running back. It's going to be Dale this time. The sophomore back cuts back into the Tiger Den for a 3-yard gain.
Yeah, it's almost like they do that to change a pace at this point, but they did get a 7-yard touchdown out of it, but I'm getting the feeling this is Young's game. It's going to be a lot of wear and tear on that body, though. I think it's probably good there almost to save him a couple hits. Just let the tank refuel a bit. He's been on the field a lot tonight.
Two to the left, one to the right. Young in the gun again with Dale in backfield. Now in man motion on the left side of this Coons. It's Young. Young with some space. Trying to hurdle a Tiger that go around, and he's going to get 6 on the play. And it's going to be, I believe, Stella once again on the stop.
I can't imagine how gassed Young is right now. This is 23 carries, 11 pass attempts, an interception on the defensive side of the football. It has been a lot of collisions.
So a third and 4, it's actually a 3-yard gain as they got 2 on the right, 1 on the left. Young once again in the shotgun. Looks to the right, Kuntz in motion. Young with the keeper. Delays. Now charges his way forward, and he's going to be close to the first down. I think he's probably going to be about a half a yard short, as it was Stallo and looked like Sims once again for the Tigers, and they're going to say it'll be about a 3-yard gain, about, I'd say, probably about 4.5 yards maybe.
They might measure here. It's tough to tell because the football was a carry to the near side and the chains are on the far side. I'm just trying to angle it from our vantage point. It almost looks like it looks about the 12, and the 12 was the line to gain.
So, but to finish that point there, Eric, with Young now starting to kind of get a little more involved, do you kind of see it the same way I am, with they're doing a little more passing and it's forced Marceline to call something different, or do you see it kind of playing differently?
Well, regardless, I like the motion there. Kuntz motioning right to left to just try a little eye candy, as the coaches would call it, just because it's so predictable that he's either running it left or right. I like that you're just changing the eye of the defense as they stretch the chains here.
It's looking like it's going to be about fourth and about a half a yard.
Yeah.
Maybe even a third. Probably about 4 inches at best.
And yeah, I mean, it's wide open over the top if you wanted to throw it, but just right now you're not on this play, obviously. They're going to run it here. But it just in general, that's what it's been. Now do they go QB sneak again? We'll have to see. Does Young get under center? Or?
Well, they tried that last time of about fourth and a similar yardage, and it paid off. So will they do it again? Ball is on the Marceline 12, and this time they will go in the gun on this look. With two to the right. What does Kyler Tanner, the offensive coordinator, have up his sleeve? Big play in this game. Now man in motion, and it's going to be a false start on Westrand. Looked like that was Caden Massey that jumped. He was the right fullback there, and it looked like just some miscommunication on a snap, and that is a huge penalty for the Hornets.
Wow. That measurement just became all that much bigger.
No doubt about it. So now it's 4th and 6. Changes the entire complexion of, how do you call this? 8:23 to go into 4. Can Westrand pull out the first, or does Marceline have another defensive stop? They'll shift everyone to the left in the pistol. Young on the snap. It's a keeper. Gets some blocks. Has some space. Cuts up. He's going to be close, but he'll be denied. Colby Sims on the tackle, and that penalty comes to sting the Hornets.
Just going to the well too many times. It's almost tough to drop back and pass there. You just haven't been doing it. But again, you're asking for 5 yards on a run on a night like tonight. I mentioned how they've been getting 3, 4, and 5 more gradually. But again, they're gearing up to stop the run there. And yeah, it's been tough. It's been tough sledding tonight. It really has. And
no one said it would be easy tonight for either of these teams. And Marceline is going to have a first and down here. First and 10 on the 24, and here is a handoff, and it looks like that is a runner on the carry to the right side, and he'll be tripped up there by Kaden Massey.
It's imperative to flip the field if you're Marceline here. That is a really good first down play just to get 7 there and make it second and manageable. Now, use some clock if you're Marceline. You know, don't change the rhythm of your offense. It's still a one-score game. But you don't need to be hurrying back to the line. Snap this at about 8 or so, 8 or 10 on the play clock.
Phillips and Gunn takes the snap, and this is going to be another bruiser run by Bruner, and that's going to be at the first down marker. They'll go ahead and give it to him, as it's going to be Alec Bakkens that gets down again. Those just joining us, big game in the Lewis and Clark tonight. Winner will have at least a share of first place with Fayette, depending on how they do against Salisbury tonight, and in all likelihood, will have pretty much be in the driver's seat of having a share of the conference. That's the implications this game has. In the gun, once again, it's Phillips. Takes a snap. Phillips to the right side, and he's going to go with the quarterback keeper. Phillips now, looks like he hands it off to Stallow then. Very late. Might have been a hair of a lateral, and turns out to be a 1 yard gain after both runners ran for about 10.
Yeah, again, I think Marceline needs to actually slow down a bit here. I think they're getting up. They've just been getting to the line too fast.
Yeah, there's still 15 seconds to go on the play clock here, and they're already set on 2nd and 9. Here's the snap, and they are going to go pitch to the left side, and now back in. This is Bruner on the carry.
That might have even been a direct snap. It's tough to tell. It's getting really cluttered in that backfield. I'm not even quite sure what transpired there other than the fact that it ended up being Nick Kane with the football. But like I said, I think those last two plays, I think Marceline left a good 20 seconds on the clock.
4 wide here. This is a passing down as well on 3rd and 10, 1 to the right. Phillips going to slant on the right side, intended for Alex McCausland, a little bit underthrown, and that's going to stop the clock as well. And Marceline's going to have to punt. So West Strand's defense makes another stand.
Yeah, this game has gotten muddy. I have a hard time thinking the bell game hasn't worn on this field tonight. It is not looking pretty, and it wasn't that wet this week.
Yeah, we had a little bit of rain on Tuesday night. Obviously, the rain today. Except for that, not much. And here's a block, Westrand, as McCausland couldn't get it away, and Marceline's going to cover it, and Westrand, with a gift wrap block, has a chance to get 20 yards to potentially tie it up.
Yeah, that never stood a chance on that.
As a matter of fact, it's inside the 20-yard line. It'll be the 18, and Westrand with a golden opportunity. But can they move the ball? That's been the big question tonight. They've had a little more success here in this second half. But can they find Pater? 3 to the left. Young in the gun on 1st and 10. 6 minutes to go. Botch snap. Young has to recover it. Young with, or make that deal with some space in. It's going to be a loss of about 20 on the play after mishap snap. And Westrand shoots himself in the foot again.
That is, I
official timeout. Bring an official timeout now.
Is there a hobbled player or what?
No, it doesn't appear to be. They might be.
I think it's just their change in the football. The officials even said we've got to change that one as opposed to the team there. That's a 16-yard loss officially.
So, second and a quarter of the football field for the Hornets.
That's really tough to overcome.
But it's not impossible. It has happened.
Sure, certainly not.
They're going to go empty backfield. Young in the gun. Marceline brings four. Downfield. Wide open. It's Caden Massey to the five. Inside. Touchdown, Westrand. Second and 26. No problem. 36 yards for the score. And the Westrand sideline on the far side of Chester Stadium is going nuts.
I have no idea how he was that open. That was just a total break in the coverage. You can play back and play that a bit safer once things open up like that. And now Westrand's obviously got to go for two.
As they trail by two to tie the game. They'll line up with two to the left, Young in the gun. 6 seconds on the play clock. Belmer motioning to the right. Now three on the left. Here's the snap. Young to Dale. Dale cuts in. Looking for the pylon. Westrand indicating they have it. The side judge says they do not. So it's a two-point lead for the Marceline Tigers. 5:12 to go in the third or the fourth quarter. We'll be back on the Captain Central, MoInfo.com. Top spot in the LNC is on the line.
Does your tax preparer work for you, or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fimler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton, Moberly. At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
Howdy, cowpokes. It's me, your favorite cowboy, again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're sleeping under the stars, it's nice knowing you've got the right insurance plans to protect your family back home from all the dangers they face, from your home to your health to your life and your business and your vehicles, too. Valentine Insurance Agency has a plan for you. Give them a call and tell them Dusty sent you. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Fun one here in Marceline as Kobe Kuntz kicks it off for the Westrand Hornets. And this is going to die. And Marceline is on the return. Coming to the near side. Now up. And it's going to be tackled at about the 26-yard line. And so that's Hunter Nelson, the freshman, on the return.
I was just telling you over the break, what a not a gift. I mean, they had to go out there and make the play, but what a back saver to get that two-point stop defensively for Marceline, because to allow that touchdown there was pretty baffling on second down and 26. You know, you've been gearing up to stop the run so much, but you had to expect they were going to try and hit a home run on that one.
Now, Marceline changes up. This is the first time we've seen I formation tonight from the Tigers, Eric, and they will hand it off to Brunner. Or check that Stallo for a four-yard gain, and he will be spun down by Caden Massey, the man who just scored for the Hornets. And we haven't really seen the I formation much this season from the Tigers, Eric. We saw it a lot in the Bell game, as a matter of fact, because of the rain conditions. I wonder if this is just to give Westrand a different look offensively.
They're going to it again.
One to the right, Phillips under center on second and six on the 30 from the left hash mark. Westrand with four stacked in the box. They blitz. Here's the snap, and it's going to be about 4 yards, a powerful run by the junior Colin Brunner. And it's going to be about third and maybe about a half a yard as he gets to the 36.
Marceline really does not want to put his punter back out there. This is a huge play in this. Whoa, they gave him the first down without even measuring.
It was close. They need to get to the 36, and Steve Farnsworth says, all right, that's good enough for me. Move the chains.
Marceline's got to let some clock go here. I don't know why they're in such a hurry.
Yeah, a little bit bizarre, but a two-point lead with 4:15 to go in the fourth. Maybe they're thinking it's not as much of a factor yet. Now Billups is lined up taking
now
his time.
Now he's just waiting and looking around. That's he is a better job.
Directly at
that being
the play
said,
clock.
they kind of got lined up a little early there.
Billups with the snap. They will go to the fullback this time, and it looks like that is Kane, and that is going to be a loss of about one on the play, and the clock starts roll.
Now they don't look like they're in a rush.
I think message was sent by my head coach Mark Ross. Kill as much clock as you can.
Clock 1, take 11.
And the Tigers get a little revenge from the Hornets on this very field almost a year ago.
And now they almost, yep, now they're getting to the line quick.
10 seconds to go on the play clock on 2nd and 11. It was these Hornets that ended the Tigers' season 1 year ago. And this is going to be a handoff to Stallo as he goes with the sweep to the left. Or check that Brunner for a 2 yard gain. And that's Caden Massey on the stop, 3rd and 9.
And you know, I would not be afraid to pass here. I would trust my record setting quarterback who has not had a very good night, but see if he can, at least by his standards, see if he can just rip one back, trust him not to make a poor decision. It's very uncharacteristic to make a poor decision for him, which he did tonight. You know, he's a smart player. Just see what he can do here.
3rd and 9. They'll go with 2 receivers, 1 left, 1 right. Billups in the gun. And no, they're going to hand it off. Kill the clock. Here is Brunner, and he is spun down or make that Kane with some speed. And we are going to get a timeout, it looks like, by Westrand. And that's that extra timeout we mentioned, Eric.
Yep.
Not sparing that on the PAT. And so Westrand's going to have 2 timeouts remain. They're in all likelihood going to get the ball back, assuming Marceline punts here on 4th and 3 with 2 timeouts and 2:26 on the clock. Plenty of time. We'll take a 30-second break. Westrand gets the ball next on the captain.
With the kids back in school, Bailey Brothers Collision Repair would like to remind you to watch for the children on or near the road in the morning and after school hours. Reduce any distractions inside your car so you can concentrate on the road and your surroundings. This back-to-school safety tip is brought to you by Bailey Brothers Collision Repair in Brookfield. When accidents happen, give us a call at 660-258-5005. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair, the ones you can trust.
Back here on the Captain Central MoInfo.com alongside Eric Duick, I'm Scott Lunte. It is a 4th and 3 coming up for the Marceline Tigers. They lead 14-12. Pair of 6-1 teams in the Lewis and Clark, looking to have at least a share of first place in the conference by the end of the evening. Who will be the victors tonight? It's going to be McCausland on the punt. Here's the snap. McCausland sends it away and gets a much-needed boot on the return. It's going to be Alex Young. He's at the 25, shakes off a pair of Tigers, and then he'll be swallowed down on the play.
Love it. Love it from Marceline there. Your punting game is phenomenal if you can just get the clean snap, and that they did. It McCausland can really tow it away, and there you go. The field is totally flipped, and the running play there worked out. They got another 5-6 yards on it, so they're just going to put this in the hands of their defense. Now, of course, your pass coverage has to be better than it was on 2nd and 26.
Yeah, it looked like a little busted coverage on that, like Caden Massey wide open, 36 yards, took it to the house, and couldn't get the two-pointer, so that's why it's a 14-12 game. 2:14, what do you have? Mr. Young takes the snap, looks to the left, now looks to his right, feeling some pressure. Now he'll just scramble. Young to the right side, to the 30, now to the 35, and he'll get out of bounds. 10-yard gain on the improv. Make that 11 and a first down for the Hornets.
Both teams with 2 timeouts.
Right at the Westrand receivers for clearing out that space for Young to get that first down. Young got out of bounds on the near side, so the clock stops at 2:04. They'll now line up in the huddle. They're at their own 37 on the right hash mark. Barry on the right side. On the left will be Kuntz, Belmer, and also Massey. Young in the gun. Instructing. Takes the snap. Young looks left. Shakes off a pair of Tigers. Underthrows it, but Dale's there to bail him out. Dale now gains about six, and he'll be tackled by Colton Jenkins for the Marceline Tigers, and it'll bring up second and four. 1:45 to go in the fourth.
Good
check
down there.
Need to see a little more urgency from Westrand. They quickly line up, four wide. Young once again in the gun. 1:38 to go. Miscommunication, ball on the ground. Young picks it up, slings it down, and open downfield, but underthrown for Seth Berry. If Young gets that five more yards,
it's
Berry's
a touchdown.
Getting a touchdown.
He's still running. Wide open there, but again, just rolling to his left side. The snap at his foot. I don't know if the Marceline secondary crept up there when they saw the ball hit the ground or what, because Berry was wide open on the back end.
91 seconds to go. Third and three from the Westrand 44. Hornets trailing by two. They will go three wide, two left, one right. Young once again in the gun with two in the backfield. Snap. Dale, the handoff up the middle. Dale trying to get an extra push into Marceline. Defense comes up with the answer. Nick Kane, who has been in and out of the starting lineup, comes up with the biggest tackle
that
of the day.
That is so big, because they're just trying to get the first down, and that would stop the clock, but now they're still going, and this fourth down play becomes for the game.
They need two. 60 seconds to go. Young in the gun with the snap. The keeper, Young, is stopped, or is he? It's near the first down marker. The Marceline crowd thinks it's turnover on downs, but Steve Farnsworth, the referee, says no, it's first down Westrand.
And you know what? I don't blame you there. I didn't think he had it either on that initial surge. That one seemed a bit sudden, but
clock's starting to run. Four wide once again. Westrand now at their own 48. Still down by two. Free play for the Hornets. As the flag's deployed, a little bit underthrown as there were three Tigers in, but the clock's going to stop. And are we going to get an offside of Marceline, perhaps?
Are you stirring? I thought
there's a flag that deployed.
The near side receiver. I could be wrong.
Well, the reason why I think it's, I'm surprised.
Yeah, it's a legal format. I think the near side receiver left early there.
Well, that's a little surprising, because normally if it's a penalty on that instance, the entire play gets shut down, so it's a double whammy for the Hornets.
It is. They lose the time as well. You're right. I think it was, again, I don't think that was a conventional false start, though. I think he was kind of moving forward at the time of the snap. They're getting him for some kind of motion or shift there, which is why, yeah, that's what it was. They're kind of counting that as a shift, and they're not wrong. Again, he was kind of late to his spot and then adjusting. And
well, they signal it's a false start, but it should be.
No, he's signaling motion. He was signaling motion, yep.
So I guess they're going to. Now it looks like they got some miscommunication. Well, they got to move the ball back 5 yards. Unless they were wanting to.
Yeah, you take the yards, I guess, there. For that makes sense on Mark Ross's part. You could make it second down and go for the turnover on downs department, but they're just playing the clock here. Still both teams two timeouts.
In the gun on first and 15 now. Just a tad under 43 seconds to go in the game. Young in the gun on the snap. Receivers clear out. Young has space if he wants it, trying to get the yardage, and now he's going to be brought down. Clock's still running, and timeout's going to be called by Westrand. Nothing there for the quarterback.
Yeah, plays like that are such a big win for Marceline. Not only do you not get much yardage, 2 yards there is a win for the defense every day, but the fact that you don't get out of bounds, you only, and I think that play took about 8 seconds on the scramble. So that play took 10 seconds. Colossal.
That play took a whole 10 seconds right there. If you're Young, you try and throw
you
that
gotta,
ball out.
You got
to,
yeah, you
got
to.
So now Westrand now only has
That's a great point too, Scott. Once you saw that there were no yards to gain, that ball's got to leave his hand, because that would even be faster than getting out of bounds in that case, because he was in the middle of the field.
He was out of the pocket as well, so it would have been.
And by the way, huge facet right now. Westrand does not have the kicking game that Marceline does. I think they've got to get this to the 15 to think they even have a chance at the. They'll try it. I'm sure, you know, they'll be willing to try it from 40 or so, but really low percentage.
Four wide again, second and 13. Westrand with just one timeout remaining. Young on the snap. They got a guy on the right side open for Dale, and now they'll go to Koontz. He's got the catch, but he stays in bounds as he's tackled. Clock continues to run, 22 seconds. Timeout not being called by the Hornets. They need more alert. They need to get more aware. 14 seconds. Young in the gun. 10 seconds. Here's the snap on the ground. Young scrambles. 3 seconds. Deep. And a little bit underthrown, incomplete. That was just chaotic from start to finish. Not enough urgency from the Hornets. And the last play of the game is coming up for the Hornets. It's got to be a Hail Mary.
Yep.
We've seen Alex Young connect all these years with Chris Evans and Avery Hammond down the field for cannons. Does he have another in him? But we're going to get a timeout by the Hornets.
Yeah,
first,
and I don't blame. They're going to play the schoolyard stuff here. It would have. You're right. They should have used it on the last play. But that was, oh, man, that's so close there. You're right on the sideline. He's a yard from getting out of bounds. And then they probably could have clocked it. But that one was tough. They were going to have a play. Either way, they were going to be in desperation. I don't think that was as much of a hurt as it seemed to be in real time. They were kind of going to be in trouble there regardless whether they used it. Because even if they use that timeout, then maybe they don't get this next play. But either way, you don't want to drop everybody back if you're Marceline. I think you still got to pressure Young at least a little bit, try to make him get rid of it. He's probably going to go the Hail Mary route, I would think, rather than the schoolyard pitch stuff, because I think he can get it pretty close to the end zone from this spot on the field.
So Marceline's going to go into quarter defense. Deep is Stallo and McCausland. They're lined up at the five. Here's the game. Fourth and four. Westrain on the 45. Hail Mary time. Young, receiver's clear. Feeling some pressure. Young escapes. Well over, underthrown, and it is picked off by Marceline, and that's going to do it. The Tigers hold on for a 14-12 win and have a share of the top spot in the Lewis-Clark Conference.
That's why you pressure the quarterback in that spot. You get that pressure, and that brings that desperation. That's why I like that they only brought two guys back as opposed to having four or five guys back deep.
Desmond Harrison with the ceiling pickoff for the Marceline Tigers. A big one here at Chester Gray Stadium tonight as Tigers now have a share of the Lewis and Clark Conference as the top spot. We'll have to see what Fayette and Salisbury do if the Falcons were to lose, and Marceline will hold at least a share of the Lewis and Clark title for the fourth straight year. We'll take a break on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. Dissect this one and try and catch up with Aaron O'Loughlin and also Mark Ross. As the Tigers, now 7-1 on the year, Westrand falls to 5-2. We'll be back on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com.
It happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal, everything's fine. And then, that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast, and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto, for glass, 263-7500.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Marceline R5 School District realize how important it is to stress good sportsmanship to students and fans. How a student or fan acts reflects on the community. The Tigers put in many hours of hard practice throughout the year. Do your part and show your Tiger pride by supporting them and wearing your favorite Marceline Tiger shirt while cheering them on. the Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Marceline R5 schools are proud of their Marceline Tigers.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504, a proud supporter of area teams.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
We're back here at Chester Ray Stadium in Marceline, Missouri, where the hometown Tigers are victorious tonight over West Grand Hornets by the score of 14-12 tonight. And Eric, I'd have to say this is probably one of the bigger wins of the year for the Marceline Tigers, not just because they're taking on a state-ranked opponent, but you think about the way they lost that game to Fayette down in week number four. It was kind of basically they managed to get a ball loose, and then unfortunate circumstances saw a Crest All-Star pick it up with three Tigers basically missing the fumble recovery, and then Estes goes on to score, and that's how Marceline gets their first loss of the season. You come in here, you hold a Western offense who has scored at least 20 points each game to 12 tonight. I think it's a victory all around, not just for the offense, but the defense, and also getting a key special teams punt.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing you mentioned right there is just how much they won this game at the line of scrimmage and defensively getting the two-point stop. Really impressive effort. And meanwhile, on Westrand's side of things, I think there's going to be a lot of soul-searching after this one to try and get back to what got them to this point. Just they've obviously been so good throughout the season, but they were honestly beaten worse than the score tonight. I think this game was in some ways more in Westrand's favor than it appeared to be based on that final score.
I was going to say as well, and credit Westrand as well. They were trailing 14-0, and we were going to learn a little bit of this, what this Westrand team was going to be made of. And I think we did learn a little bit. You mentioned a little bit of soul searching. They may have to dig a little deeper, but in that second half, the way you moved against a pretty stout defense.
Yeah, no, for sure. They definitely started to at least get things going, and I think Westrand defensively probably would be something that they would be encouraged by as well, just the way they responded in that second half, outscoring Marceline 12-0 in that second half.
We're going to take another break on the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. We're waiting head coach Mark Ross and Aaron O'Loughlin for Westrand to both work their way up to the booth to talk to us and get their thoughts on this very, very pivotal Lewis and Clark matchup as they're having some final words on both their teams, as a matter of fact. So we'll take another break. We'll have more post-game. We also got to thank our sponsors once again and nominate a outstanding player to game as well. Again, Marceline winners tonight, 14-12 over Westrand on the Captain at CentralMoInfo.com.
U.S. Cellular has smartphones for as low as $1 a month. Wait, am I reading this right?
U.S. Cellular has smartphones for as low as $1 a month.
A dollar a month? I don't know what else to say, other than the sale ends October 14th. National coverage in the middle of anywhere.
Smartphones start as low as $1 a month. Prices vary. Requires qualified postpaid plan, new line or upgrade eligibility, credit approval, and purchase of qualifying smartphone on 30-month RIC. 0% APR, $0 down, taxes, fees, and restrictions apply.
See? He said it too. U.S. Cellular has smartphones starting as low as $1 a month. This is the real deal.
At Regional Missouri Bank, we believe you not only deserve free checking, but free checking that rewards you for banking with us. Stop in to any of our convenient locations and ask us about our Casasa accounts today. Casasa is free checking with rewards for you, just for banking with Regional Missouri Bank. Qualifications and rules apply. Stop in and find out more about Casasa today at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
We are back on 99.9 The Captain, joined by Marceline head football coach Mark Cross after a 14-12 victory against the Westrand Hornets to remain tied atop the Lewis and Clark Conference. How'd you pull this one out?
Yeah, you know, we had some big breaks in the first half offensively. You know, guys just going out and making plays, and you know, guys blocked for them, doing what they needed to do. So that's always awesome to see, you know. And really, they fought back in the game. I thought the defense was phenomenal tonight. Colby Sims, you know, 10 solo tackles. I think he ended up with 16 total tackles or something like that. So just an absolutely great night for him. And you know, the whole defense, everybody was just busting their tail. And you know, it's just kind of one of those where, you know, it could have went either way there.
Yeah, how do you put into perspective where your defense is right now? You watched the film from last year, obviously, of what Alex Young was able to do, and yet you beat them up front. It seemed play in and play out in that first half.
Yeah, you know, we knew he was a huge weapon for them, and that kind of had to be our focus tonight. You know, and he made some phenomenal plays tonight. And you know, their pass protection was great, and they did a great job of protecting him as far as that goes. You know, several guys get through and just – he just avoids it and escapes and keeps plays going. And, you know, that's just what he's really good at. And, you know, and it was just one of those games where it could have went either way.
We're talking to Mark Ross postgame after a 14-12 victory against the Westrand Hornets. Take us through your two home run plays offensively.
Yeah, you know, some of that was just kind of seeing what they were doing personnel-wise and wanting to switch a few things up. And, you know, we were able to butt some long plays there. And, you know, Chase did a great job on the first touchdown of recognizing the coverage and what where the opening was. And, you know, Desmond did a great job of catch and run. Then after that, he had some guys close on him. And, you know, just good team effort on both those plays.
And how about on that Stylo run? It seemed like he was going to go out of bounds about three times and somehow managed to stay in and skirt the sideline there.
Yeah, you know, I think at one point there, I really thought he was going to come out of bounds and give himself up. But Nick Kane just kept fighting and got the block for him there that kind of sprung him. And, you know, then he just did what he always does, you know, for the last few weeks and, you know, just goes out and makes plays. And so we're happy about that.
We're talking to Marceline's Mark Ross. Obviously a week-by-week kind of thing, but that being said, districts are creeping up on us. Obviously you two and Fayette were tied at the top of the conference. You lost that nail-biter with Fayette. How big is it just to get this win in the big environment, big stage late in the season?
Yeah, you know, getting in those close ball games and being able to walk away with the win. You know, obviously, we would like to see the first half continue in the second half, and there's just a few busted plays there for us defensively that kind of got the game a little bit tighter there. You know, they did a great job as far as that goes. But it's good for the boys going into district play, and, you know, we talked about it after the game. You know, this isn't it. You know, they had this one circled on the schedule for a while, and so I'm really happy for them. And but, you know, going to district play, this is phenomenal for our confidence and, you know, come out. That's a great ball club over there. Well-coached team, and, you know, can't say enough great things about them.
Marceline head coach Mark Ross after a 14-12 victory versus West Grand. We appreciate your time postgame, and we'll see you soon.
All right, thank you.
That is Marceline's Mark Ross. We will hear from Aaron O'Loughlin in just a moment here on Kirk.
Friday is the time to drive to Don's Family Style Buffet at Huntsville for catfish. Deep-fried crunchy breading with white, juicy tender filet, or whole catfish on the buffet. Now add all of the sides you've come to love. Fresh garden salad with all the toppings, fried potatoes and onions, green beans, sweet corn, cornbread, fresh hot rolls, and sweet tea. Make sure to leave room for dessert. Catfish every Friday night at Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Homestyle food in a friendly, small-town atmosphere.
If you're looking for a special memorial or monument, stop by Oldham Monument of Marceline and see Amy E. Wigman. Amy can help you find just the right monument, marker, or vase that is best suited for your needs. Contact Oldham Monument for all your monument arrangements. They are open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays and after hours by appointment. Oldham Monument is family-owned and operated and takes pride in serving Marceline and the surrounding area. Oldham Monument is a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers.
The West Grand Athletic Boosters are very proud of the West Grand Hornets and Lady Hornets who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the West Grand Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also still sign up to be a Booster member for the school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled cheeseburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the West Grand Athletic Boosters.
Does your tax preparer work for you, or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fimler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton, Moberly. At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
Does this sound like you? Or maybe your inner biker sounds like...
No matter what motorcycle motor is music to your ears, Shelter Insurance has a policy that's music to your wallet.
Shelter insures your fun stuff. Motorcycles to riding mowers, ATVs to RVs, bikes to bass boats. If it rides, rolls, or floats, we can cover it. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Brian Skaggs about Shelter's newest discounts on your auto insurance.
Thank you, Eric, for catching up with Marceline Coach Mark Ross. Now we're joined by West Grand Coach Aaron O'Loughlin. Coach, it's going to be a tough game from the get-go, taking on the state-ranked team against the Marceline Tigers, but it just looked like there was just a couple of... one too many times you guys shot yourselves in the foot. Is that fair assessment?
Yes, it is. offensively, we had a couple penalties that kind of put us in a bind. And anytime you're playing a team that's the caliber of Marceline and it's going to be a grinded out type of game, getting yourself into a first or second long, or maybe you had a second short, extending that a little bit longer, that puts you in a bind. So, but credit to Marceline, they have a stingy defense year in, year out, and they got us tonight.
Eric and I were kind of talking a little bit in the second half. We saw a lot of quarterback draws with Alex Young, and we noticed in the regular season game 1 year ago, you guys had plenty of success on that run, and it ultimately allowed you guys to – I know you guys lost that game 1 year ago, but it definitely got the offense rolling. What was the difference tonight that – I mean, in that second half, he finally got rolling, but in the first half, it looked like he was having a hard time just trying to get a couple yards.
A big thing was completing pass to Matthew. That kind of opened things up a little bit, too, and thought we did a decent job of, like I said, getting that 3-4 yards to run, as long as we didn't shoot ourselves in the foot and drive. You know, we thought we had a little bit of something going. We were able to avoid doing that. But like I said, Marceline's a good defense, so you got to be able to capitalize on the opportunities when you get them.
You guys were trailing 14-0. What was the message in that locker room during halftime to allow you guys to get with them too?
A big part was trying to be smart, and we ended up coming out and getting the penalty to start the second half. But another thing was, you know, you're not scoring 14 on one play. But be patient with it and try and grind it out and see what happens coming down the stretch. And I did think we did a good job of that, fighting back and fighting through the end. Pretty happy defensively in the second half, prevent the big play that killed us in the first half.
Again, Aaron O'Loughlin, Western Hornet coach, joining us here on the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. Take me through the Caden Massey touchdown. That was a pretty big play on second and 26 after the big penalty.
Yes, they were doing a good job of stopping the run, and we were forcing the run just a little bit, and which is you know, we're a run first team, and it's a little bit of a muddy field. That's kind of what teams typically go to, and just happened to catch Caden open there, them playing the run, and we executed that well.
You're going to be on the road one more time against the Paris Coyotes next week. What did you learn about your team tonight you want to clean up against the Coyotes before you start out in all likelihood probably a 7th seed on your home field in districts?
Well, the big thing is continue to work on our being smart penalties, not shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, you're going to have your effort penalties here and there, but we got to limit our overall penalties and being focused on every single play to try to prevent those big plays when we're on defense.
What do the Coyotes pose next week for you?
Well, they're a team that, especially at their place, kind of down in the hole, you got to be ready to play, and they'll come out fighting. They'll play good defense and tackle well, so that's something we're going to have to attack.
Aaron O'Loughlin joining us here on the postgame show on the Captain CentralMoInfo.com. Coach, always appreciate your time, win or loss. We'll see you probably in a couple weeks, I'd have to imagine.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Aaron O'Loughlin, our guest here on the Captain CentralMoInfo.com. Coming up, Eric and I will have some final thoughts, and we'll nominate an outstanding player of the game. Again, Marceline winners tonight against West Strand, 14-12 on the Captain CentralMoInfo.com.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
When you need a contractor you can trust, call Robbie and Stephanie White of White's Construction and General Contracting. Serving Randolph and surrounding counties for over 20 years, White's Construction specializes in new construction and remodels. Commercial, residential, driveways, sidewalks, and patios. They can also do all of your concrete work, additions, sidings, carpentry, and general contracting. Call them at 660-676-0444. White's Construction is a proud supporter of the Westran Hornets. The Westran R1 School District Administration, faculty, and staff encourage Westran Hornet fans to get out and support school activities. The students put in long hours of practice in order to represent the Hornets both in the classroom and on the field. Others are marching to a different beat by participating in the band, providing entertainment at halftime during games. Others are involved in organizations within the school. Show your pride and put on your green and white and attend Westran school activities. Go Big Green!
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Back here on the Captain Central MoInfo.com, we'd like to thank our sponsors for making this West Strand Marceline broadcast possible. That would be the West Strand Athletic Boosters, West Strand R1 School District, Don's Family Style Buffet, Reynolds, Hereford, Patricia Sewing Room, Wetz Construction, all of Huntsville. Brian Skaggs, your local shelter agent. John Cochran, Valentine Insurance Agency, Fimler Tax and Accounting, KB Tire and Auto, all of Moberly. Oldham Monument, LLC, Marceline R5 School District, both of Marceline, Bailey Brothers Collision Center, Brookfield, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris, Samaritan Hospital patients are the priority. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.gov. And also I'd like to give a big thanks to Moberly Motors for sponsoring our halftime report. Now we'll bring Eric back in, get some final thoughts, kind of going into what will be the final game of the regular season for these two teams. It is going to be a road to Harris for the West Strand Hornets, and then they will, in all likelihood, be the number two seed in our Class 1 District 6, and they'll be either taking on the Coyotes again, but at West Strand or either Schuyler County. Meanwhile, still a lot of things to be decided in Marceline's district. They are now 7-1 in the year. They got a
spot
of the number two seed
I was
in District
just
8.
Just asking Mark Ross, sorry to cut you off there. I was just asking Mark Ross if he knew any of the other scores from tonight, and I know they've been read a bit, obviously, on Kratz, and we'll get them all cut up soon when we get in the car, but I'm curious to hear what else happened, because that's got to be the most competitive district in the state. Coming into tonight, there were six teams that were 5-2 or better.
Yeah, no question. You got Milan, who is ranked number 10 in Class 1, 7-0. They're taking on South Harrison, who's the number 4 seed in that district. They're one of those 4-5-2 teams. Meanwhile, you got Gallatin and Brinton, a pair of 5-2 teams that are squaring off tonight as well. Penny, always a state formidable opponent in Class number 1. They're the number 5 seed in that district. That's going to be one of the more fascinating districts. And then we saw East Buchanan last year when they took on Monroe City. They're going to be a heavy favorite in that District 7. And we might be for a very, very fascinating quarterfinal between that District 7 and 8 champion.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting. I thought what we learned tonight most about this game was the Marceline defense, I would say. Because
I agree.
They had pass interference penalty and a fourth and nine. Marceline committed a pass interference and it got beat on fourth and nine on one of its touchdown drives. So again, that's a drive, and you could say that for millions of possessions throughout the sport. But that being said, that was a drive where they were that close to a stop on two separate occasions. Then I would almost classify the second and 26. That was like a broken cover. I mean, that never should happen. That could be easily corrected it in the film room if we could check that out with the coach's eye view. That something had to go wildly wrong for that to happen. So again, those are two easily correctable things. They've got some weapons. I was impressed by the strides they made defensively. Meanwhile, West Rana, I'm curious to see what they work on when they get back to the drawing board a bit, because Coach O'Loughlin's right. They certainly had a lot of avoidable penalties. The false start that makes it fourth and five instead of fourth and inches. They had the one drive that became a giveaway because they had a personal foul that made it second and 25. So those kind of things make the game look a little better than it was from their standpoint. That being said, this game was where it showed up a little bit. They didn't have a Chris Evans or an Avery Hammond, and those aren't avoidable things, but that being said, it started to rear its head when you come into a slugfest like this. And the last point I'll make, not to get too long-winded, but it didn't necessarily favor one team or the other, but how much these fields around the state are starting to get chewed up is that had a very big, I mean a very big impact on this game. And again, not to one side or the other. There were passes, though, that were incomplete that you had to wait. You could barely tell because guys slipped and were hit low. And then the football was covered in brown. You know, the football was matching the dirt. You couldn't even see, you know. So I think that really, really had a big impact on this game. Almost in a weird way, it almost even seemed to impact guys more tonight than it did during the Bell game here, because the field was like, in a way, the field was worse week three than it is now, but just like the actual wear and tear, it's just so much, you know, it was almost slippery even if it was less
there's
wet.
There's been a couple more games played on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's just, so yeah, we'll see. But yeah, like I said, I genuinely believe that's a storyline to monitor throughout the state. We know Moberly has, you know, their field's been getting roughed up a bit, so it's
majority of the fields.
Yeah.
All right. One final business, outstanding player of the game.
Yeah, I think it's got to go to one guy and one guy only tonight. Clayton Stallo had the home run on the near side. He had also countless defensive plays. You know, we don't have the official tackle numbers, but he must have had 10 or so tackles for sure, or I would think maybe even a couple of them for loss. And you know, he had that big home run play up the near sideline, so... This was a big game, you know, obviously in the Lewis and Clark. And I think on the district side, you know, it's so tough to follow. I wish it was easier to keep track of, but it's probably not out of the question that Marceline could knock on Milan's door a bit, depending on what happened in that Milan-Sal Harrison game.
That's going to be one of the more fascinating Class 1 districts of the eight. Yeah. So, nevertheless, congratulations to Clayton Stallo for getting the Player of the Game honors. We have him unofficially for 133 yards on the ground and seven touches, and with the touchdown, and it's all over the field defensively. Big difference in the game tonight for the Tigers, and he'll get it courtesy of Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeffrey and Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs, and auto, home, life, and more.
Special teams, by the way. It almost seemed like so much happened in this game, it almost makes it seem like an afterthought, but the one extra point went awry for Westran, and Marceline made its two, and then Westran got a two-point stop by the nose of the football. The Westran players thought they had it. We're like at about the 50-yard line. I would have loved to see that from the end zone angle. That one was a tight one. It probably about a half a foot maybe even stopped short.
Carter, it was a fun one tonight.
It was, and big thanks to Stuart Cox, man in the right dials. We were able to get both coaches up here, and this series doesn't disappoint. You know, we talk about, you know, big rivals and whatnot, and this is, I think Marceline Westran's been about as good as it gets.
About as good as it gets. Again, big thanks to Stu Dog, big thanks to Eric, and he's off to Kirksville tomorrow for Truman football, taking on Lincoln in a homecoming tip-off, or the tailgate is at 1:10 on Crest, and the kickoff is scheduled for 2 o'clock. Meanwhile, the voice of the Bulldogs, Brad Boyer, is hosting End Zone. Tune over to Crest right now to hear from area coaches for week number 8 recap. Thanks to all of us. I'm Scott Lunte. Good night from Chester Ray Stadium, where Marceline's victorious by the final of 14-12 of Western. Good night.
Sounds so cool, you may need to put on your shades.